Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
relationship with the real queen. Gotta stay chicken free before I lose my sanity, if it's possible. No, I like to see you fully nude. Don't assume all I wanna do is just get you to the room. To me and how I'm thinking, it's not a big issue. No matter what you're going through, I try to be there for you, and that's the truth. I don't have any time to floss. Order the floss, gotta pay the ultimate cost to be the boss and the navigator of the relationship. Only way this will work, both coming fully equipped, not with only the chips. Gotta have a settlement for in the future that we wanna have the best establishment. Roll with me.
Just forget what your homegirl state, you better roll with me. Just forget what your homegirl state, you better roll with me. Just forget what your homegirl state, you better roll with me. Forget what your homegirl say, you better roll with me.
I stay on the low key when I hit the scene. Girl, you know I can see the poom through them polo jeans. Approach you like a gentleman, sparking that conversation. Timberland from head to toe, taking you places that you see on the big screen like the IMAX. Going to the house on the hill, you feel that? I just wanna have fun, maybe spend a weekend. If you do, gotta bring your most freakiest friends. Cause I got my two homies young sipping polo. They want bras that get active and momos. The ones off of XO ready to give face. At 18 and older, we ain't catching no case to make.
Trying to look all mean, huh? Well, here's the thing, yo, hopped in with pop.
It ain't hip, so nigga, won't you stop? Back pack with the wax tracks, with the signs on the fly, nigga, this that true west shit, huh? Fuck radio, they wanna pay to play. Never play gangster rap shit anyway. Fuck the club, a nigga don't wanna dance, just wanna throw the dubs up with my hands, huh? You niggas on that Fruity Loop shit, we do everything, but I live for this true west shit.
Moving to to the fullest. Got the bootleg, got the cush lit. And we push it to West Music. So get recruited.
Made it gone off the temple for the shoot. Thousand twizzo, flow on schizo. About to go rich mode. Got a ball so a nigga left his wig off. Sick from the get-go on Petro. From Modesto back to Glasgow. AMV, this team that flow like chimneys. Truck get money and we be they Tennessee. C-A-L-I, that's who we live by. On the west side we'll be smoking the best fly. Or get chastised over your best ride. Sets fly losing everything neck high. Better testify, we are the new camp. 80s baby, been around since the food stamp. Schooling the true wind, repping the true west. This is the movement, don't get recruited.
You ain't know it, this is the movement. And we moving to the bullet. Got the boots late, got the kush lit. And we pushing to west music. So we ain't know it, this is the movement. And we moving to the bullet. Got the boots late, got the kush lit. And we pushing to west music. So get recruited. So get recruited to the fullest.
Late, late,
late, late. To West Music, so get recruited.
2012.
I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note like an OG. I be on my own note tryna be me. I be on my own note, walking to the beat of my own drum. Moving too fast for my shadow, for my sanity, I'm on the run. Trapped in a trap house for a few days. My stay stuck, trapped up, but I'm paid. Living on my rap, trying to find better ways. Trying to find better haze, trying to find better days. I don't feel like myself, but I don't know what to feel. Do I wanna go independent, or go give me a deal? I don't know who this Chris is, I'm on the outside and I'm looking in. I wanna be a team player and drop 50 in the gym. I wanna be like Dame. I wanna be like Jay. I wanna say fuck my job, I'ma work for what I say. I can't, my life's so fucked up where I say I can't stay. I'm going through the struggle and the pain won't go away. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note. My own note. I be on my own note like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. Tryna find time for this rapping shit, and I fuck up my trapping shit. And I fuck up my relationship, ain't got time for my friends and shit. I be on my own note, ain't got no time for myself. No privacy, I don't even sleep by myself. Hospital visits, not drinking water or eating healthy. Stomach pains, medicine can't change, you know how sick a cell be. No control of my energy, this cardio ain't helping me. I fuck my chick for hours, but can't make it past a 3-on-3. I be on my own note, I hope my people understand. Locked up in the free, you know how they treat a black man. I need more than a CAT scan, I need to change my whole lifespan. I'm just trying to be who I am, if you don't like it, I don't give a damn. I be on my own note.
It's like when you think you understand life.
My own note.
You find out you don't.
I be on my own note.
You gotta take it one day at a time, man.
My own note.
Be yourself.
I be on my own note, like I'm one deep. I be on my own note, mobbing through the streets. I be on my own note, like an OG. I be on my own note, tryna be me. I be on my own note.
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 I be on my own note. I be on my own note. I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
I be on my own note.
Shop.spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember,
when you bat it up. Yeah, 2S Entertainment. Your one-stop shop for everything entertainment.
Entertainment.
Okay. Music production.
Music production.
Mixer and master.
Mixer and master.
Video production.
Video production.
Website.
Website.
Graphic design.
Graphic design.
EPK.
EPK.
Artist development.
Artist development.
DJ.
DJ.
And much, much more.
More.
Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide.
Nationwide.
For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Go speed,
let's
go. Turn the
Lamborghini Mercy. Yo,
the hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? West Coast Wednesday. I hope all y'all got all y'all Christmas and all y'all, you know, all that New Year's, you know, food about the system. Y'all ready to hear some good shit, you know what I mean? Hold on, let's see if this shit gonna work tonight. True West Radio, let's get it. Yeah. The sound effects is working today, but they ain't gonna work on Friday. Now I'm glad it worked today because, man, I got one of True West New Orleans, man. Julia, you know what I'm saying? Fucking head. She gonna be on tonight. We got her on here right now. Hold on, let me get all y'all up in here. Mr. Everywhere, I see you in there.
What's good with you?
Sweet pea!
What's up?
I see 86 up in there.
I'm in the building. How everybody doing?
All right. The woman of the hour, Julia, is in the building. See, we gave you the claps. You there? Oh, dude.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I hear you now. What, you put yourself in timeout?
Oh, no, I was talking a little bit too far away. I said, yeah, you gave me the clap, huh?
Yeah, we gave you the clap. You know what I'm saying? Hello, we got somebody from the 404. That's like Atlanta or something, ain't it? 404, who this?
404, this is Carvel B.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Tell him where
you
from,
bro.
Yeah, this is
Cargo B. I'm calling out the Bay Area right now, Vallejo.
Oh, Vallejo. Good area to be Vallejo. In.
Yeah, straight out of Compton. Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. Hell yeah, straight out of Compton. You know, I'm from South Central, so you know what I'm saying.
Right on.
It's all good like firewood.
Good to be here. Happy New Year's, everybody.
Hey, Happy New Year's to you, too, man. You know what
Happy
I'm saying?
New Year's.
Yeah, because that's what we're... Hey, see, this is what this radio station is all about. It's all about unity and, you know, group hugs. I just want group hugs. Oh, no, let me see. Who else is up in here? Foxy up in here. What up, Foxy?
Hello, is it me you're looking for? What's going down, man?
Wait a minute, I can't remember the other part of the lyrics. Is it me you?
I can see it in your eyes. I can
see
it
in your
looking at you.
Okay.
I never knew the rest of the words.
You damn funny. Jojo Loco, I see you down there, man. Damn, they still won't let you in, huh?
What's going down, gang? How y'all feeling tonight?
We're doing good, man. We got Julie on. That's the artist of the hour. We're about to get, you know, we getting ready to get turned up with her, you know what I'm saying? If y'all online and y'all listening, give us a call, 323-642-1597.
Did she got a big ass?
See right there.
I mean, it's normal, guys. It's normal.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing. How your mama doing?
Y'all sound yeah. Like two Wendy Williams. Like, how you doing?
Y'all sound like Purple Rain. Is the water hot enough? Y'all remember that?
That's not what you got to feel for yourself in late Minnetaka.
Yeah, they had a bunch of good scenes on there, but yeah, okay. Girls like
that. Well, check this out. Well, we get ready to go to the woman of the hour. Julia, what's happening with you?
Oh, nothing. Just chilling, relaxing. Just chilling. Just got out of work. Ready to enjoy my night. Do it again tomorrow.
You got your wine.
I got a little bit left. Can you tell?
Hey, look, I made the flyer. She had a little bottle of wine and she had a microphone. So I was like, that's the picture I want right there.
Oh, hey, that bottle pretty big, though.
That was a big-ass bottle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. If I had drunk some of that shit out that bottle, I'd be on my neck somewhere. You know what I mean? But look, check this out. So let everybody know where you from and all that good stuff.
I'm from Monroe, Louisiana. That's where I'm from. Currently reside in Calhoun. What's the all hell for?
Shout out to Tyrone Dixon. You going to be at the show with Boosie? May 28th, I don't know.
It's a lot of people down here sick. You know, I be trying to stay away from everybody. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Let me tell you something. I went last year, and they didn't tell me that it was going to be clay dirt in the VIP section. And I wore some brand new shoes. So, you know, I don't mind sitting in the bridges paying for VIP, but I needed a heads up. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Monroe.
So they doing that shit outside?
It's going to be like on the inside. But it's like dirt and stuff to be on. You know, I'm probably just going to have to go buy me some boots if I do decide to go.
You got to do like we doing South Central, you know, because we, You know, when it rained, we had fly shoes. So, you know what we did? We put plastic bags around our shoes.
Yeah, I do that when I'm
getting
out.
Until we got somewhere, and then we took the bags off. You know what I mean? We had
yeah,
that.
She had
I mean,
like,
that's just something
she had like club tequila. She had like club tequila and got no dirt on the side of the building.
Hey, let me tell you something. I need to be made aware because I wore some all-white kicks. I wore some all-white chucks, so I need to be made aware of that.
Okay,
okay,
so, listen, with well, you being made aware, you don't walk around with the blade under your tongue now, do you?
Oh, no, I ain't trying to do that.
That's that New York thing. That's that New York. That's that East Coast.
We in Cali, we in Texas.
I'm talking about Louisiana, because I know how them females are out there.
Hey, we good down here. We got some good females down here. We all nice down here.
It's a bad one.
They just got
us misunderstood.
That's all. See, look, they just got us misunderstood. That's all. We get along with everybody. We cool down here.
Hey, I'm telling you, that's how we go down, man. Let's see. So check this out. Who influenced you to get up in the rap and singing, because she sings, she rap, you know what I'm saying? She down with the true pop, my collar like, too, you know what I mean? So
my God brother, you know, he does a little something, so, you know, I decided to get up in there with him. And when we got up in there, it's like he didn't want to kind of release his thing because, you know, he felt like I kind of went a little too hard. So, you know, I just started, you know, doing my own little thing and was like, dang, you know, I finally got into it because I've been spending time, you know, doing something that he loved, but then I turned to love it, and it's just like when I got into it, I didn't have nobody to try to do it with me. So it's just it's like
so
I just started doing it on my
brother,
own.
Your brother is the one that influenced you.
A little bit.
Okay.
I used to write poetry.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, you heard, you listen to rap music. Everybody patterned themselves off of certain rappers.
I grew up listening to Eminem. Probably Eminem and 50 Cent. That's who I grew up listening to. You gotta realize.
Ooh.
My grandma raised. Hey, listen.
Oh,
no, my grandma raised. Let me tell you something. I was raised by my grandmother. You know what I'm saying? My mom has 11 kids. My dad has 4. So it's like I'm one of the 7 that was given up. My grandma raised me hard. So I wasn't raised with a TV in my room. So I was raised to, you know what I'm saying, read, write, do stuff like that. She didn't even know what an S was. She didn't even know an S was an A until the teacher had to tell her, stop beating her. An S is an A. It's like I wasn't raised
what?
Like most kids was, you know.
I'm sitting up here trying to.
Go
ahead.
I was going to tell you, unmute JoJo. It's some people that say they can't get in to talk to us.
I know. Them people, they hit me back. I was cussing their ass out all of that. Hold on. Let me see.
No, on the line right here.
Yeah, I see him.
Oh, okay. My all bad, right, y'all.
That's JoJo. That's Rev Ali.
No, this shit is crazy, man. I don't understand why these motherfuckers still not waiting.
Well, they hit me and they said there's something going on with T-Mobile and Metro PCS. So if you got T-Mobile or Metro PCS, that's why that shit is fucking up.
Yeah.
So
how old you were when you started writing?
Well, I started writing poetry when I was probably about 6 or 7, so... When I was, like, rapping, I'd say I probably was around about 16, 17 years old when I started rapping. I didn't take it that serious then, but as I got older, I took it serious as I got the kids out the way.
You said 16 to 17, so what, you like 20 now?
I'm 35. I just look young.
We
right.
I'm 54. Look, 54.
21 forever.
Hey, you know what though? Y'all don't understand, nigga. When you get, when you start getting up in your 50s, you start going backwards. So actually, I'm like about 37. Hmm.
Hey, we're gonna see when you get that text.
Okay. What'd you say, Jojo? And Rev ain't saying a goddamn thing. He's sitting up in there quiet. He done put himself in the corner.
You were talking. I didn't want to interrupt. You were talking.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. Hold on one second. We got a caller from the 469. Damn, what every code is that? Who is this?
This is
Mika
from Monroe, Louisiana.
Is who?
Mika from Monroe, Louisiana.
What up, Mika from Monroe? I thought she sounded like she said, this is motherfucking Mika from Monroe, Louisiana.
My
mother in the house. That's your girl right there.
We got the whole Pecan Land Mall in the building.
Well, y'all make me want some gumbo. All y'all Louisiana motherfuckers popping up, I need some gumbo. Can y'all just make some gumbo or just freeze it and send it to me type of shit?
Yeah, we're going to have to come down. We're going to have to come down and make it.
I got to come down there and make it. What, you going to buy the ingredients for me?
Of course.
Oh,
why
hell yeah.
You
ain't saying nothing slick to a can of oil. I'm coming out that motherfucker to get me. Hey, look, the only thing I need is some gumbo, some beer, and the bed. I'm going to drink some beer, I'm going to eat that gumbo, and I need the bed for life, you know what I'm saying?
Stop playing.
You know what I mean? I can do that. I'm with all of that.
Yeah, them Monroe women, they can cook, man. They had me running out there on the field doing the middle of the Grambling halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, the deal.
She did that ooh-wee to you, nigga. That's what it was. That Creole.
Yeah,
nigga.
That's what it was. That Kevin Gates got my bald head in the head like Kevin Gates.
Right on.
They great women down there. Good women. That's my stomping ground. Monroe, Ruston, and Grambling. Great people.
Yeah, I know. You know, the first time I went to Mardi Gras, it totally fucked me up because I was with Tone Logan. We was on the float throwing the fucking beads out and shit. Oh my God, bro! I ain't never been nowhere that made my nose run that long. That's just hot.
No,
everything was hot like a motherfucker. Every time I ate something, it was hot as fuck. Obviously. But check this out, man. We I don't want to, cut out the woman of the hour.
What's here?
She there. She's somewhere up in there.
Hey, baby.
Oh, what are you? How you doing?
What's good?
Oh, nothing.
This is your man,
where
DJ
you
here, Lord. This your man, DJ here, Lord. You know, I'm running late, but I couldn't be too much later than I am.
Hell,
blood.
What you in? You ain't in Lufkin. You ain't in Lufkin, are you?
I'm in Lufkin, Texas.
Yeah, Lufkin, Texas.
Yeah, Lufkin.
Yeah.
I hear these chicks, you know what I'm saying? In the Burbank woods of the great David Crockett Forest.
Hey, look, it seems like all y'all motherfuckers live in the woods.
Hey, it's like
we got the best house.
Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? If I got to go outside, I don't want nothing creeping out the fucking woods. You know what I mean? Nigga, it's a bear. You go outside on the porch and it's a bear right there or goddamn whatever kind of shit y'all be having out in the woods. Mm-mm. This shit make you want to get your bones for real. Shit, they gonna fight you. I don't want nothing that's gonna fight me. I don't want no niggas. You know what I mean?
You just gotta throw some food out there. You just gotta throw some food out there. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, you gotta come outside with a pocket full of chicken type of shit.
Oh, you put
no,
the chicken
in the
fork. No, if they coming toward you, you hum the chicken in the fork.
Nah, I just throw them the scraps.
Okay, so now you got chicken bones in your pocket.
Uh-oh.
Hey, look, if I gotta put chicken bones in my pocket to give me a few more minutes to get my ass in the house, I'm good with it.
Just throw it straight on out the back door. That's all you gotta
do. I will hum the whole bag. Eat all them something, bitches. This is what we gonna do. We got three songs. We had the work, we had the drop, and we had I don't know if you heard what I did to him.
I tried to do one, but it's okay, because I'm gonna come down there, and I'm just gonna get it personally, so it's cool.
Okay, wait a minute, hold on. You might have somebody else on there. Call her from the 318-450. Who this is? Hello?
Call her from 318.
That's a boot. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to that boot.
Sound like they got a boot on their phone.
It's not like they done went to sleep. They was tired of waiting type of shit. All right, well, we're going to put you in the corner. All right, check this out. This is what we're going to do. We're gonna jump into two of your joints right now. Which one you want me to play first? Because it's the baby, the dry one, and the work one.
Well, how about the drop posted? Because that'll show, you know, I am from...
So that's first, and then I'm gonna play another one behind that. Then I'm gonna play a couple of more songs. We're gonna play the last song.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So which song first?
Drop.
Drop.
All right. Introduce it. Let everybody know what it is. True West Radio.
Well, this song was just like drop posted. You know, just everyday struggles of a woman. A lot of my music is just gonna be talking about a woman and how she feels. You know. So just sometimes I just feel like if there's anybody out there that know how I feel, you know what I'm saying? So this is
so
just
drop posted. You wanna go dropping baby, or you wanna go drop and then you wanna go work?
Well, you said
baby
was gonna be last, so
I'm playing baby last because that you know what? When I heard that shit I was like, hold on. First of all, I took a cold shower and then I ran around the block a couple of times.
Oh, I want to hear that one.
Well, that's a good thing.
No, that's going to be the last one. That's the last. Well, anyway, check this out. The phone line. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. You know what I'm saying? We on the Julia. She's a guest for the night. We got everybody in the building. Now watch this bullshit don't work on Friday when I'm ready to clap or whatever or do some crazy shit. That shit ain't even gonna work. Anyway, this is what we gonna do, man. Let's do drop. Julia, drop, Buckethead. Let's get it.
Tanglewood and I'm fully sedated. Off that perp in Hennessy, no fucking concentration. Lucid dreams and hallucinations got me on that basic. Promethazine with codeine got me on that spray shit. My nigga bitchin' snakes is hissing, it's hard to believe. Realign your focus, shit you hopeless when fucking with me. Birds is flying, rats is dying, I stay with the heat. 92 FS automatic Beretta, me please. Awaken me to some
motherfucking filet mignon. Not that arguing and fighting, nigga, go fuck your thumb. Couple million in my business, shit, I gotta go get it. Fake ass people, fuck my focus, but I'm starting to shift it. Play me pussy if you want to, shit, your mama gon' feel it. Pac said forgive and forget, but keep your head up. Fuck that A-shot, little bitch, make sure you keep your head up. I'm a real sweet chick, but I'm motherfucking mean. All eyes on me when I step on the scene. I talk a lot of shit, but I can back my shit up. Don't let the side fool you, will get fucked up. I'm from Monroe, where they got a lot of dough, where they got a lot of lean, where they got a lot of cash, where they got a lot of hoes. Where I like to move their work, where I like to keep my fast, where I like to dump my trash. On Lockwood, that's where I was raised. Ain't nothing like home, but it'll get you fucked up. That's why I love my city, cause I'm here for tough. Room, room, bitch, you can go eat my dust. That's like I cut you, ran out of luck. I'm a turtle, you the rabbit, at the finish line. You had a good spot, but you ran out of time. Now bring an ass here, on a fucking platter. I'ma take one bite before I devour. All you accomplished before my hour is up and I hit the motherfucking shower. Who the fuck left the gate open on the cell? Knew when I dropped I was gonna be hell. Hell, hell, hell.
Roll it back. competition is none. Before you got started, you was done. That's what we say for fun. I do this shit to make it speak. Not to play when I drive up and down the street. Don't let the niggas do your shit for free. Great bread, or you get nothing from me. Look up, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great bread, and you can't get it from me. Great, great, great bread, and you can't get it from me.
There's actually no comparison. From what we did to what's going on now, there's no comparison, period. There was no internet. You had to sell units, and people had to buy your units for you to go platinum. Guess what? Platinum's about to be over. Gold is about to be over because of what's going on today. That's the difference between now and then. There's no more platinum, y'all. Just letting y'all know, platinum is over. So if you ever think about going, you never go platinum. That's real spit, because nobody can keep up with the downloads.
I don't need that bitch.
Who that is? What up, man? What's going down?
Oh, man, you know the usual business, bro. You ready? You ready to hit the club, my nigga? Let's do this shit, man.
Oh, nigga, I'm up here with nigga, that's the business, nigga. We already dressed, we about to hit you up right now, nigga. We see this.
Now normally J Norma B at the lab with his pen and his pad with some gin in his glass. But my girlie done floss me again and I'm mad. Connect with my homies, hit the 110 when we smash and crack that fresh pip of hen in the bag and twist that dody up, my friend in a zag. I'm rolling an intro pair, but I pretend it's a jag. We both niggas with show figures, but take it from Jason, it's temporary because we go get her. Now let's go get her. Couple gold diggers, they see. We in the club at 9, cause after 10 is a P. Crack a grin, come with me. I'll keep my mackin' at a minimum, cause my momentum render them useless. And I'm exclusively abusive. The rag MCs that suck like 2/10. Why you me mugging me and it's a club full of hoes. Gonna snatch you up a couple and hit the dance flow. I'm in this club to promote my cuts. Otherwise, I really wouldn't give a fuck. Somebody keep farting and these drinks is too hot. And the bouncer's getting at us like they're ready to die.
Hey man, you better get your motherfucking hands off me. What's wrong with
up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club.
You should have stayed at home if you didn't come to dance, but I bet you take a drink if I ask.
Hell yeah.
I know you would. Damn, you look good, but your attitude is fucked up. Coming to the club, acting to Diddy and suck up. Or is it that your girlfriend is your girlfriend? And since y'all licky licky, you don't dance with me. You act like I'm asking you to come and bounce the bed. Niggas honking you all night, hands go straight to your head. A few years ago, I would have put you in your place. Oh, your ass wanna drink, it'd have been right in your face. I'm just wasting my time, chasing after a dime. A nigga's a little bigger, but she a boogie with a nigga. Adios, ho, you need to come out of your shell. Just remember, bougie niggas don't slang dick as well. A high-class bitch who won't give you no love, but the ones you passing by is the ones that wanna porn.
Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club. Excuse me, miss. I'm witnessing that thickness and the sickening. Let me get that chirp. And perhaps in the future, maybe I can get that clit and tickling.
What the fuck you say?
Maybe I can get you a quick drink. She said, nigga, no. Turned away in the discussion. And I was less than a mat. Cause in fact, my booty wasn't. My crew disgusted. Matter of fact, they got hot. But I remain cool. Cause in my pocket sits a knot. And in my brain sits a plot. That I must remember to remember, cause after December, that's when I drop. I keep it pushing, crack a smell like a cracker down. And after a while, you can see me crack a stab.
Oh, OK.
okay, it's like that. Oh, watch BT in a couple of weeks. You're gonna be kicking your own sister's
ass. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. We in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? We in this club, club. Up in this club, club. We in this club, club. Who in this club, club? Up in this club, club.
Sir, this is Ill Gates, and you rocking with King Scratch on West Coast Wednesdays. Let's get it.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, Confederate of Coach, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
Wait a minute, bitch. True West Radio Zone.
True West Radio. Radio. King Scratch. King DJ Headblood. Yeah. My girl, Sweet Pea. What's up, baby?
Yeah. My nigga, JoJo.
JoJo,
what it do, my
nigga?
Oh.
This is True West Radio. It's the hip hop scene. We don't play none of that.
None of that sauce.
None of that.
None of that
Play-Doh.
Play-Doh.
Yeah. Oh. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. It's time for True West Radio. Throw them drugs in the air, nigga, let's go. Baby, drop that ass when you on the floor. Cause it's time for True West Radio. Listening to Have Love, bass bumping, blunt burning. JoJo talking gangster shit. King Scratch got the tables turning. Sweet P with that sweet voice. Mike Byer, Rolls Royce. Mainstream, yeah, fuck them. True West Radio is my choice. Reality and some real talk. No censors, nigga, call up. You got bars, you unsigned. Need hype, yeah, call us. We keep you straight from 6 to 8. It's all love, no room for hate. Hip-hop singing is our thing. It's real, nigga, no room for faith. It's that time for True West Radio. Throw them dubs in the air, nigga, let's go.
Welcome, welcome to the True, True West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the True West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the True West, nigga. It's that True West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we Sweet Pea. Guerrilla Soldier. Oh shit, the big homie Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie came fine. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga, yeah, yeah, who we are. Yeah, 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 it's that True West.
Oh, shit. My bad. I'm sitting up here. That's it. Boy, JoJo Loco, boy, I love you, man. You put that shit down right there, man. Y'all there, hold on. Let me open up the damn lines. Hold on. We ain't giving to open that line up. Nobody want to put no number, excuse me, number on there. Let me see. Sweet P, 86. Julia. Let's see. Let me turn everybody on. Fuck all that. Everybody on. Everybody on.
You had us on timeout, huh?
No, I didn't put y'all in timeout. That wasn't my fault. I mean, I'm trying to see. Now you know if I put, I'm gonna tell y'all I'm gonna put you in timeout. Hold on, somebody getting.
I just get claustrophobic and flashbacks when I hear unmuted.
Oh, Julia, man, that, hey, those songs. What do y'all think about the song? The cover?
I was trying to tell her the whole time while y'all was talking. I know why your brother don't want to rap with you, because she was ripping the shit out of that.
Oh, thank you.
I
need to hop on the remix.
Well, come on with it.
Already.
Yeah, I'm going to put a bit part on one of these songs.
Hey, look, it looks like a produced remix.
Right.
Right.
Oh, man. Y'all can't be leaving me out of shit. Y'all just can't be making deals on the true one. I ain't got nothing to do with it. Ain't this a bitch?
I want to push you.
Where my blunt at? You made me lose my blunt.
Oh, wow.
So,
well, I guess I'm going to have to harmonize the background if everybody going to get in on it.
Okay. Hey. Sweet V. You just got to go. You got that old, get her hooked up type of thing. That's why you gotta help my girl out.
Yeah.
Help my girl
she's
out.
She's nice though, Scott.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what?
We gotta pause again because the way shit going.
Yeah. What I love is just a new notch in the true belt. You know what I'm saying? Because we about to do some big things. You know, she just say she gonna. You know, it's almost like Cher. She say, "My name is Julie."
Hey, hold on. Quick question. So she True West family now, right?
Yes, she is.
That back you into a corner. You gotta go ahead and get the heat.
Hey, you know what? If I get put in the goddamn corner, y'all won't hear nothing.
That's crazy.
I wanna be there when you get the tattoo. So I can see your facial expression.
Well, you know, if you don't wanna get branded with the hot iron, you know, I got them OG iron on tattoos.
How you going iron on a tattoo is what I'm trying to figure out. We can get them on your shirt. You know I get down. Yeah. Y'all don't feel proud acting yourself, like I'm not
like
the...
Like when you two in elementary with an ink pen. Ink pen don't count.
I want you to tattoo your face like that homeboy Kadashi 6ix9ine. I want you to have your face tattooed with True West like Kadashi 6ix9ine.
Kadashi 6ix9ine, and don't bring that nigga up on my show not again. Do not bring that nigga name up on my show. I don't need to see him no more.
I got a quick question. Where can we find some of your music at?
You can find some of my music on Audio Mac. I'm going to have to send it to you on Instagram, Facebook. You can find it on iHeartRadio. You can find it on TikTok. Find it on Google. You can type my name in. It's gonna pull up.
Okay.
Type in Julia Sherman, and my music is gonna pull up. You can even search on Google.
Okay. Well, I'm doing True West ENT over again. I'm doing the site over and taking all them other motherfuckers who ain't with us no more. So I'm gonna have all that stuff posted in the next few days. In order for you guys, you know, everybody who on the air, if they're part of what we're trying to do and trying to move like we're trying to move and not just, you know, get some shit played and then leave, we get ready to have it. Whereas I'm going to put it on the TrueWestENT.com to where everybody's going to be in there. We're going, and I'm going to make a profile for everybody. Of course, you know, since, you know, Julia is rolling with the truth. She gonna have her own profile on our spot. You know what I mean? As well as JoJo and myself and all of y'all. You know what I mean? So
what up, Grant?
They just click y'all name and then y'all in there. Red Valley.
Yo.
I got y'all, man. Y'all just gotta understand. I got y'all. Y'all been hanging with me all this time. I got y'all.
Well, I appreciate it,
I got y'all. Now that Julia's in here, now she's getting ready to get, you know, wheel. I told her she can't shake me now.
Come on. Did you just say
Jika?
Go ahead.
What'd you say, JoJo?
Did you just say Jika?
G.
Did you just say G?
No. Julia.
Okay.
Oh, no. All them niggas, them niggas.
You know who I thought you was talking
about. Them motherfuckers is back. You know, if we was on a road trip from New York, they still in New York. We done made it back to Cali.
Why Mario send me a friend request?
Accept it. And then what you do is take a picture of your tattoo and send it to him.
Yeah, Miss Julia, if you got
Go
ahead.
No, you go ahead.
He seen my tattoo, nigga.
I would love my $50.
Very well. What you was trying to say to her?
I was going to tell her if she had any radio edits she wanted to play on Shreveport or Alexandria radio station. I know Big Ant and I know Jay over at Alexandria Kiss and Big Ant at 99 Jams. I email them music all the time. I was going to say if she had radio edits she can get to me, I can get it on the radio for her local market.
I definitely
amazing.
Plus, I know DJ Banks out there at Monroe also. DJ Banks over there. So I know all the ones in Louisiana pretty much.
Yes, I definitely need to.
You just walked into the best situation that you could ever walk in when it comes down to us, because we are a big old, we're a family. Sometimes we be fucked up. You know what I mean? But this is a family, and what we try to do over here on True West Radio is open our arms to everybody and let them in. Because it's always somebody on here that can help you boost whatever you're trying to do. You see my man, Mr. Everywhere, said he got the people over there that'll get you hooked up. So you can get rid of, instead of timing, climbing two steps, you done went up five or six.
Yeah, I got a huge group on it that I manage out of Shreveport, so that's why, you know, I got all the, we've been doing shows in Shreveport, Mansfield, Natchitoches, and Alexandria, so we were busy. We had a busy summer from Memphis all the way around, but yeah, just to help you out with that area, you can get my contact information before the show goes off, and then I'll be able to, if you got anything radio edit, all I do is email it to them and tell them to play it, and they'll give it a test spin and see how the crowd likes it. So it's always beneficial. You know, no charge to you. You're a part of the family.
Thank you so much.
I told
you. That means a lot for real. That means a lot for real.
That's what we all about. We all trying to help. We try to help each other when we can help each other. I mean, because everybody got a different thing that they doing and et cetera, et cetera. So that's what we try to do. But, you know, the thing about it is you part of True West. So it's a little different because I know we'll hear from you, but we get a whole lot of people up on this show and they do their interview and don't call back no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That I'm like, it seems like a waste of time to me.
Yeah, well, you got all my contact
information. The people that don't call back, their music is usually not that good. The people who have music, they always call back.
Yeah.
You're right. I mean, it really don't bother me, but it's just, you know, you expect me to play your music, and because that's what I want to do. That's what this is all about. This is underground. This is unheard music, you know. You know, other than when I play Tupac songs that nobody never heard, you know. But that's what I'm saying. It's crazy because, you know, I be thinking that people might want to call back. We playing your song. That's why I'm trying to change the whole. Wait till we get to XM. When we get to XM, we ain't playing none of that shit no more. No more. We getting ready to get just all brand new music. I'm going to wipe the slate clean, and we're just going to play all new music. You know, then on top of that, we're going to have, you know, all the special guests on there, you know, but then I ain't gonna tell y'all who, but we get to XM, I'm gonna have somebody special on there with me.
Yeah, I like her music. Your music is really good, and the way you rap, it sounds like, you know, like professional, like it's better than what people are doing now. You actually have a rap style on the song that you're rapping. So I appreciate that because most people, they do this little singing thing over rap beats now, and that's okay too, but it's not really rapping, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for real. Oh, y'all gonna make me cry.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Don't cry. Don't cry. Get mad now, because I'm going to tell you, I didn't like none of your songs, girl. No, I'm just playing. I just wanted to laugh instead of cry, you know. I loved all your songs. Now you can cry.
You going to say some crazy shit like that, boy. Rev, I love you.
But
like,
man,
you
come out that corner, bro.
You crazy as fuck. Hey, but look, Joe, wait a minute. Hey, Sweepy, back in the day, how many people I just cussed out because they songs was whack?
A few.
Wait a minute. I forgot who that was. Damn, I can't remember that dude. Remember that motherfucker? He was on there cocky as fuck, and I was like, all right, hold on. I like that nigga have.
You wouldn't give me time to write my freestyle down.
I forgot that dude. He called, and he was cocky as fuck, and I was getting madder and madder. And then Sweepy said, oh, here we go. I'll let that motherfucker have.
Hey, I'm going to give my contact information out for you before I forget. My email address is Phillips, that's Phillips, Patrick, Patrick, 41 at Gmail. So you can always hit me up on Gmail, access me on Facebook, Patrick Phillips. I got a white champion hat on. Any information you need, pointers in the music industry, you can always contact me at. And, you know, I try to help everybody part of the team, you know, push their music.
I got the hook up. I'll make sure she get it.
Okay.
You ain't never gave me your information. What, I got to be a girl? Let me change my voice. Hi, can I get your information?
I'm gonna thump you on the Adam's apple 2 times and then check for that. You got 3 legs, goddamn. You got to go back and goddamn figure out.
Wait a minute, you talking about me?
No, I'm talking about him.
Oh,
you talking about me?
Oh my god.
You got to be a girl to get the information.
I'm glad I can't smell what y'all smell.
Yeah, I definitely wrote your information down.
I'll make sure everybody got it.
Yeah, I've been rocking with Louisiana from down there to Monroe. I'm the one that did the drip fest with Moneybag Yo and you probably seen the flyer, Moneybag Yo and Lil Baby and Sweetie back in 2019. So y'all probably seen them all over at Club Tequila and all over Monroe and at the mall and stuff like that. That was part of my team that did that down in Shreveport.
All my little
girls
were signed up.
Hey, check this out. If y'all online, give us a call, 323-642-1597. We're about to get into this baby song. I'm like, this is the one that made me run around the block and then take a shower real quick. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. So we getting ready to get in the baby, man. 2West Radio, man. West Coast Wednesday with all these crazy mutts. 86 ain't said nothing. Boy, 86 always just sitting back there just quiet as hell. Yo, brother. Yo, brother. He always just sit back there and don't say nothing. He might be like, yeah, man, how you doing? Then he won't say nothing else. I wish I had that same thing on my dog so it'd stop barking all the goddamn time. I'll put that quiet. Shut up. True West Radio, let's get it. This is baby, man. I like this.
Me like this. But baby, I love you. Baby, I love you. Ooh, love. Got a dick poking in my bone. It's so deep, it's all in my soul. Ooh, yeah. I couldn't breathe when he hit it, yeah. Got on my knees to give him some head. See, I don't know if I could spit on it. I might just gag cause it's all dripping wet. I never know another human life could make me calm just by being inside. Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy. I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping wet. Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy. I love the way you're standing me. I can never get enough of you. No, I can't. I'll fuck up anyone that crosses you. Almost ashamed how I'm mesmerized. I lose my soul when you come on inside. Because your kisses make my cat quiver. And that's real. And when you touch me, my whole body shivers. I'm on ice. Now I can see why you come all inside. All inside. Inside my body, boy, enjoy the ride. Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy. I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping wet. Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy. I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping wet. Baby, I can't feel my pearl. The way you touch it is out of this world. You don't know what you've done to me. I never thought you'd leave me shivering. It's kinda sick how I'm stuck on you. But I don't care cause I need you. And how I feel will remain the same. Cause you're my baby. And when the world starts to stress me out, so you won't run it to relieve my drive. You keep me sane and I can't complain. You make me tap the way you give me brain. I feel the calm flowing down my veins. The way you feel drives me insane. Now this is how another human life could make me calm just by being alive. Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy. I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping wet. Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy. I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping wet. Baby, 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 baby.
Hello. Oh yeah, I was just calling to let you know that I'm gonna put some meat on the grill today. You know, my homies coming over. Yeah, all homies coming over. You know, they all gonna be over here. Oh yeah, they could come. Just tell them to get babysitters, you know what I'm saying? Alright, I'll see you when you get here. Today is the day I'm gonna get my chill on. Get some chicken and some rib and get my grill on. Invite the homies over and some females too. A 24-hour party because that's what we do. We got breakfast, but we could always use more. Before you get to my house, make a stop at the liquor store. And grab some blunts because I got a whole pound. We gotta make sure it's enough to pass around. Tell her hunger and she's coming, get a babysitter. Every time we shoot, she wanna bring them damn kids with her. Not this time, it's a grown-up affair. We don't want little man seeing mommy in her underwear. But that's later when the sun goes down. Since it's still real early, we gon' turn up the sound. I told the neighbors they could come over too. If they don't get offended by what happens at my barbecue. Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and some mugs, we got plenty of food. If you've never been before, then you don't have a clue. Oh, what really happens when you come to my barbecue? Start one day and don't enter the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
PM and it's blazing hot. Look out the front window and the streets look like a parking lot. The swimming pool is filled to capacity. I got a crook in my neck from all the ass that keep passing me. The DJ playing nothing but a assassin song. Girls dancing around in G-strings and thongs. Some homies getting their groove on. Some homies shooting pool. Some homies in the mix trying to keep cool. Summertime in LA is the best. We party all night long over here on the west. When the sun goes
wild and crazy when I'm nothing but high. One more stroke run, should hold us all night. Only 12 more hours until daylight. Having a good time, that's just what I do. When everybody feels the same when they come to my barbecue.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and just some buns, we got plenty of them. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't get to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe they might miss you. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Invited to a barbecue that started at 4. Running kinda late, better hit the store. Said they out of ice, scratch, need some more. Use the side gate, there's a note on the front door. Food stretched out on the table like a smorgasbord. Tank top thongs and a smoothie galore. Homies playing bones to their favorite zap song. Ain't nothing like a party when the Cali sun's gone, man. Traffic backed up on the block like a gridlock. Baby girl in the hills saving local parking spot. Ain't no party like a West Coast party, cause a West Coast party is the shh. Backyard boogie barbecuing in the Cali shine. Homies out like life on stage, so you know what's summertime. Feel the breeze through the trees while I puff on these weeds. Cali indeed.
Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and just some buns, we got plenty of them. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't get to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe they might miss you. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue. Please, drinking all the food that you need. Bring some cups and just some buns, we got plenty of them. If you never been before, then you don't have a clue on what really happens when you come to my barbecue. Start one day and don't end to the next. Depending on who you meet, maybe late night. We all get together and that's what we do. And that's the way it is when you come to my barbecue.
Cardiac arrest, better call your doctor stat. Where you at? I'm on the west side. Half faith,
full fry, in the cut, make the cheese, putting in eight, making more than 5 D's. Cash out, hustle till I pass out, always on the paper route, on the paper chase, running shit, always coming in first place, in your face, you fucking with a G that's uppercase, not lowercase, you should erase all your shit, cause you taking up too much space, yeah.
We working 9 to 5, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind, yeah. Gonna ride or die, fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit, yeah. So who gon' ride or die, fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. We working 9 to 5, lay some extra time, man, cause all we do is grind, yeah. So who gon' ride or die, fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly. That's why I work that shit, work that shit, work that shit. I tell her work that shit, work that shit, work that shit, yeah. So who gon' ride or die? Fuck the bottom line, man, we could all fly.
I don't want to play this to make you cry again, but I love it.
To the young mother, that's right. I feel you. Mama's just a little girl. Don't nobody understand. I feel you. She was born a heavy set girl with pigtails and curls. A heart full of gold, still it won't change the world. Though she could never understand why some underhanded plans witness a man die. Was only 15, should have been the beauty queen. Still see her crying by the caskets when her parents got killed. Little girl, don't cry, cause even though they died, you can best believe they watching over thee from the sky. Never asked for this misery, but look at what you getting. It's a blessing in disguise when they find out you're pregnant. No money, no home, and even though you all alone, you got to do this on your own. So baby, go, I wish you luck, and if you need me, call. Just come to me and let me feed you all. I can understand the way it feels when you're fighting the world, facing all this drama when mama's just a little girl. And mama's just a little girl. At 16, what a beautiful thing, the very essence of a jet black ebony queen. And who could tell she'd get pregnant at an early age? She didn't listen, had sex, watch her belly raise. Hey, got violated by someone she dated. If this is fate, I hate to see the seed she created. And so we waited, though it takes time to build a body and the mind. She reclines 9 months, then finally it's time, what do we find? Little growing boy of mine, of the tortured soul, addicted to a life of crime, at no time for the growing stage. He learned his values on the streets at an early age. Watch for police, don't come home. Why? Cause mama's acting crazy at the hospital. About to have another baby like a rose from the concrete. Growing with it, blessed with twins. How the hell can mama raise 3 men? So we began close as family. Such insanity, a happy home. From one act of inhumanity. Plus mama said the seed was corrupted. Used to rub her belly, begging us to breathe and she love us. Now mama sits quiet, sipping peppermint snots. Turn the house into a spot and made her watch for cops. Hey. How could mama bring a thug like me in the world? She ain't the cause of all the drama. Cause mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Now, will she remain in the same spot? The gunshots rang, they came from the cane spot. Now look here, I see her clutching the sun. In her arms she hurt, her heart bleeding as she watched her seed die in the dirt. Fulfilled prophecy, but who could stop the grief? I walk around trying to hold the world up on top of me. I'd probably be an innocent man, still I'm the victim of a curse. What could be worse? Nothing but pain since my birth. Family functions at the pen, cause everybody's been paying back society. I'm guilty of a life of sin. Watch the drama occur, my eyes blurred before I said it. I wonder why we all have to die before we get it. Though we shed tears, so many peers out of bury. Worried and scared, knowing I'ma see the cemetery. Must be prepared in this cold world, no one cares. Know it ain't fair, but we all band do our share in this land of the underhanded schemes and plans. Vivid dreams of a nigga having G's in hand. Mama told me not to be a punk. Fuck what you talking about, coward, what you niggas want? Hey, there ain't a thing I wouldn't do for my mama in this world, cause you know I ain't mad at you. You just a little girl. See, mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. I ain't facing all this trauma. And mama's just a little girl. They ask us why we mutilate each other like we do. They wonder why we hold such little worth on human life. To ask us why we turn from bad to worse. To ignore from which we came. You see, you wouldn't ask
Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? Where Brooklyn at? We gon' do it like this. That's how you ready, check it. I got 7 Mac 11s, about 8, 38, 9, 9, 10 Mac 10s. The shit never ends. You can't touch my riches, even if you had MC Hammer and them 357 bitches. Biggie Small, the millionaire, the mansion, the yacht, the 2 weak spots, the 2 hot blocks. That's how I got the weed spot. I shot Dredd in the head, took the bread and the lamb spread. Little Gotti got the shotty to your body, so don't resist or you might miss Christmas. I tote guns, I make number runs, I give MCs the runs dripping. When I throw my clip in the AK, I slay from far away. Everybody hit the DECK. My slow flow's remarkable. Peace to Mateo. Now we smoke weed like Tony Montana, sip the yayo. That's crazy blunt. Bad hells, my boy Jaquel from the Avenue to Jail Cell. Oh my God, I'm dropping shit like a pigeon. I hope you're listening, smacking babies at they christening.
Motherfucking big floor. What you gonna do with it, Tupac?
Yeah,
where the motherfucking dog at? No, you're not a fucking middle finger. We gon' do this shit like this. I take the law for my baby blessing. From the battle of a spindle weapon. And all my niggas in the pen, here we go again. Ain't nothing separating us from my message. Born in the ghetto as a hustler. Hold up, a straight soldier. Fucking at the busters, no matter how you fuck. Niggas never die. We just retaliate with hate until we multiply. You see me strike.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Blind, baby.
This is Big Snoop Dio Double G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. Where the fuck y'all at? Give us a call, 323-642-1597. The lady of the hour, her name is Julia. Hold on, let me get her in here. Get everybody, make sure everybody in there.
Can you hear me?
Y'all, yeah. I'm letting everybody in. Fuck it. If that was open, you hear me knocking, let me in. Buddha Ali's on 24 TV. Confetti, the real soldier. Goddamn, yeah. DJ M Love. Hold on, let me get some love up in this motherfucker.
Thank you.
Welcome back, True West Radio. That nigga said, that nigga kind of giggled.
Okay,
that nigga didn't have a full laugh. He didn't have a grown man laugh. That nigga had a giggle. That's a grown man laugh.
Y'all play too much on True West.
My grandma used to say that. What you sniggling for?
Yeah, what you giggling for?
Hey, man.
Don't be having their feathers where they ain't supposed to be, nigga.
Right on. Say to the lady
with my $50, man. I need my $50, Confetti.
To the lady.
Oh, goddamn.
I got to tell you this. I like that baby jail.
You ain't got the 50.
You know,
thank
I didn't
you.
See
oh, baby. Like see, that's what I said. Baby was like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's some stuff up in there y'all wasn't paying attention to.
Yeah. You wrong for it. I heard.
She said something in that baby, and I was like, wait, the first couple of words got me fucked up. I was like, hold on.
Yeah, right.
Okay, what's the first word, the first couple of words she said?
Baby.
No, we ain't talking about the damn. The verse. What was the first couple of words she said?
That was she notes.
Okay, wait a minute. Say anything that she said in that damn song.
Can I say it?
Y'all know.
He said if you stressed out, I heard stressed out. When I came to her say stressed out, but the song was jamming, I didn't get to hear the whole thing. And then you mixed it with that Tupac and he brought that Biggie in. But hey, True West Radio, most dangerous radio on Blog Talk, man. So on 24 TV, Buddha Ali, shout out to the panel, man. You can play it again. I can tell you what she said, though. You know how I do. I'll break it down. I'll decode
it. Fuck it in. Didn't I tell you somebody was going to say play that again?
Yeah.
Didn't I tell you that?
Mm-hmm. What'd you say?
Y'all want me to play it one more time?
Yeah.
See, y'all knew this was going to happen. Because I know y'all too good, man.
That's only
I know y'all way too good. I told her, like, what? I think it was, like, what, earlier this morning, I said, they going to say play it again.
Mm-hmm. You did. That's what you said.
Let
me hear it one more time for the listeners just now. Tune in at 9 o'clock, listeners.
Hey, DJ,
can we
have love.
One more?
DJ have love.
Y'all just know.
DJ
have
love.
Man.
Listen real good.
You probably going to hear it if I put you on mute.
Remember, DJ have love. We told you we were listening real good, didn't we?
Yeah.
I'm tired of y'all, man. All right, look, check this out. We gonna do baby one more time, and then look, this is y'all homework. Y'all listen to what she's talking about. I'm gonna ask y'all some questions, and I want y'all to reply.
So you might as well send them to summer school.
Right. And I never know what's
damn. Everywhere.
Y'all
like
gotta
reply
to that shit like in the fall type of shit after something.
Everywhere. I didn't say you
slow. Goddamn.
But wait a minute. So y'all paying attention, right?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Y'all paying attention. All right. We get ready to see how many people paying attention. Too much radio. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. We're going to play Baby again. I'm going to see if these people actually hear what the hell she's talking about. Wow. Wait a minute. I just keep hearing it all the time, so I already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So this shit is fucking me up. Here we go. Baby.
Baby, drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you stand on me. You got me dripping in.
Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you stand on me.
I can never get enough of you.
No, I can't.
I'll fuck up anyone that crosses you.
All right.
Almost ashamed how I'm mesmerized. I lose my soul when you come on inside.
I don't know why.
Because your kisses make my cat quiver.
And that's real.
And when you touch me, my whole body shivers.
I'm on ice.
Now I can see why you come on inside.
All inside.
Inside my body, boy, enjoy the ride.
I don't know why.
Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping
away. Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping
away. Baby, I can't feel my pearl. The way you touch it is out of this world. You don't know what you've done
to me.
I never thought you'd leave me shivering. It's kinda sick how I'm stuck
how
on
I'm
you
stuck on you.
But I don't care cause I need
I
you
need.
And how I feel will remain the same. Cause you're my baby.
Listen.
And when the world starts to stress me out, so you won't run it to relieve my drive.
My drive.
You keep me sane and I can't complain. You make me tap the way you give me brain. I feel the calm flowing down my veins. The way you feel drives me insane.
So insane.
Now this is how another human life,
human life
can make me calm just by being
come
alive.
Come
baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you stand me. You got me dripping
away. Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you stand in me. You got me dripping wet.
Baby, 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 baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, 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 baby.
Okay, so now y'all got what I'm trying to say. Now, what did y'all get out of this?
She owe me a pair of
fruit looms. Huh?
She owe me a pair of fruit looms.
What did y'all get out of that? I know what I got. I was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, Reverend Ali say no comment.
Yeah,
I'm
in the
church. They call me
Pastor Wilson.
I can't comment on that.
Well, hey, look, he's trying to give us some blessings. He's trying to give us blessings.
Yeah.
He's like,
I heard she like it deeper in her soul.
JoJo, JoJo, you heard it too.
I heard it.
Wait, I'm going to tell you, some people just can't get up in the soul. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was in there.
I'm the pappy.
I'm the baby pappy, boss.
No, you got to lick on the back like a dog and jump like a frog.
Okay, okay. What else? What else y'all get from that? Y'all didn't catch the first part. The first part was tight. I mean, the whole song is tight, but.
She's a freak. That's a nasty little girl. Where she at?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a nasty girl.
I hope I can ride it.
Like
I said, no comment.
I heard gag reflex. I heard a whole lot of things.
Yeah.
I heard she loved the magic stick.
Yo.
I don't know. That's up to her. I know what I heard because I haven't heard the song like all day.
Yeah, I know you've
been. Oh, you've been listening to the song all day. You've been mesmerized over there.
No, you know, I've been listening to the goddamn show of old crazy ass nigga.
Man, you've been over there getting real simple, huh? They over there got real simple on us, huh?
Replaying the shower for like an hour.
That's like,
hey, look, Confetti gonna be the most put in the corner ass nigga ever.
Hey, not Mr. NWA King Scratch over there getting simp on us. God damn, out of song.
I'll put this nigga in the corner. That's what's gonna happen. Maintain your goddamn position, nigga. Put you in the corner.
Bro, how you gonna put him in the corner? And that's part of the show. We gotta have some kind of excitement.
Shut the fuck up. I'll put you in the corner, too. No, fuck
I'm you. Not D. King Scratch the Great. Get simple
behind one
song.
You might as well go get me too, then.
Get simple behind one song.
Hey, Julia, you see your family? Your family is toe up.
Julia.
Yeah, I see
you
that.
You see what I'm saying? We stay down with each other. Julia, you know, he finna put them all on time out, but put me on the two then.
I put all y'all the motherfuckers on time out. Y'all ain't can say
shit.
Put us in a bubble.
Are you single, Julia?
No, I'm not.
But that way we get to talk this shit and you get to just to listen.
Okay, what's the name of the artist? Who's the artist that performed that song? Oh,
Buckethead.
Julia, okay.
Buckethead.
Hey, okay, you got a music video? You got anything on YouTube?
She cannot have a video on this song.
She been out. Wow, goddamn, Buckethead, you ain't got no video, do you?
It's just a cartoon video. It got flowers and roses and skies and flowers and all that kind of shit.
It ain't gonna have none of that in it. Maybe somebody start working with me now and just go ahead, you know, and see that I mean business about this. So that'll be a good thing.
Maybe King Stretch has been working on the video all day too.
My video gonna be blurry.
It is.
What you trying to say? Scratch worked on it.
All that.
Y'all trying to be extra funny tonight, huh?
No, man. Y'all ain't gonna do that to my boy.
He wanna introduce the fat man with the oil.
I'm gonna get Ethan Shakira to sit up there with the video.
Hey, we can make that work. We can make that work.
What'd you say,
Julia?
They could to shoot the video. No, she need video.
Julia, they trying to make it extra funny tonight. I'm gonna have to throw some people in the corner. Fuck that.
Yeah, I got a video man, good video man. You saw my videos in Shreveport.
Hey, hold on.
Hit you up about this.
You know, she too wet, so Scratch might fly to Italy and shoot a video. She gets special treatment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I ain't going to hang.
If she too wet, you know she going to get special treatment, man.
Where's the artist from? She from everywhere.
She from Louisiana.
Monroe.
Yeah, Monroe, so. Monroe about to get a plane ticket straight there. Straight to L.A. Get a video shot for free.
Hey, listen. Reverend Ali ain't going to even judge you, sweetie. You know what I'm saying? I want to be in the video. Just have me walking by. You know, I'm going to keep pushing.
Hey, look. And that's all we had, that nigga just walking by.
That's cool.
Hey, Monroe go hard, though. Monroe, Louisiana go hard, boy. There's some lovely folk down there.
Oh, yeah, Joe, that's our stomping ground, Buddha. Monroe,
Miss Fairwell got the plug down there. Hey, that Louisiana, we right here.
Oklahoma, Texas. We cover Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and Oklahoma. Mississippi,
yeah,
too.
I told her. She got my information. She got my information. I told her I'd get on the radio down there in Shreveport and Audi. You know.
Hey, she gonna need about 100 bodyguards that do push-ups, man, to protect her.
What you trying to say? Buckethead, ain't just a buckethead, huh?
You probably have to be stocking niggas up.
I got 7 brothers, so that's a start. I got 7 brothers, so that's a start.
You gonna need about 94 more, baby.
She ain't got to worry about me. I go with Oprah Winfrey. She ain't got to worry about me.
Well, yeah.
It's
well,
a,
she gonna be, she gonna need some protection.
I like it.
We gonna need some protection because she gonna be too rich as is. You know what I'm saying? I just be trying to borrow a couple of dollars off of people. You know what I mean?
I'm just. Your stage, man.
Nah, man, you good. You good, Scratch. You already checking out videos. If you perform a show with her, get your knuckles ready, because you're going to have to knock niggas out on the side of the stage. Beep, beep, beep.
Hey, Scratch.
Oh, that's easy. I love that. That'll be my time of day right there.
Hey, Scratch,
I'm ready.
Where's Sweet Pea at? Where's Sweet Pea?
Scratch, I'm ready.
I'm chilling. I'm here.
She right there.
Sweet Pea. What's up now, Southside Live Click?
You already know.
Hey, hey, Scratch, I ready the beginning of 2022 and turn into the King Trick Bag.
Oh, so now I'm a trick bag.
Hey, man, you checking out beats, videos. Critiques.
Hey, well, does the artist have another song before y'all get in there?
I ain't even got a beat yet. You might as
well
stop that.
You just got skipped over, Sweet Pea. We talking about
Sweet Pea ain't
going to
rap, though.
What else?
Sweet Pea ain't going to rap.
Talking about Scratch.
Uh-uh.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm saying.
He called
me
a trick bag.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Sweetie, you ain't even in this. This Scratch tricking. Tricking off critiques. King Scratch and got silver on us today. We knew it was coming, though. We knew it was coming.
Why? No.
Hey, you got to be knocking niggas out off the shoulders. It's Scratch ready to knock niggas out on the side of the stage with Buckethead. No, with all this two-way madness going on tonight.
Why every time? How come we just can't have a civilized show? And the only reason why this is you just trying to talk about some other.
You gotta have more than two civilized people.
Look, you ain't supposed to show the new guests how dysfunctional we really are. Y'all supposed to be nice.
Yeah. Hey, at least we talking. At least we talking and we here. We showed up for the DJ Scratch, King Scratch Charter School.
I got
what a welcome party.
What you say, JoJo?
She rather know it's better for her to see it now than later.
I know. She might want to jump in the double dutch right now instead of waiting until later.
I want to come in and do a show.
That's why I got quiet. I was like, here they go with this shit. I'm just going to let them go ahead. It's that time of night. Everybody done got high.
You're supposed to be helping me, baby girl. What the hell going on?
I'm trying to see if she got another song. Does she have another song, Miss Julia?
Yes, I do.
She been not. Not just
can we get another song? Let's play another Julia song. Because we only got about 6 more minutes left. Then we're going to be in after hours. Hold on. Let me see.
It would have been your song.
Which one do you want me to play, Julia?
Hold on. Let me go. I'm going to have to send it to you. I'm going to have to send something to you.
I can't see. We got 5 minutes left. Which one is play, baby? You want to play drop or work?
Listen, the way that one song sounds like, all we need is 10 seconds of a new one. We'll get it.
Which one?
I said play the first one. Work? Drop or work? No, that was drop.
Just
play
drop.
I want to hear drop.
I want to
hear work.
I ain't going to. Y'all can still, y'all can listen to it and talk.
Well, let's
I ain't
going
to push all these goddamn buttons.
Let's go.
I'm posted in Tanglewood and I'm fully sedated. Off that perp in Hennessy, no fucking concentration. Lucid dreams and hallucinations got me on that basic. Permethazine with codeine got me on that spray tip. My nigga bitchin' snakes is hissing, it's hard to believe. Realign your focus, shit you hopeless when fucking with me. Birds is flying, rest is dying, I stay with that heat. 92 FS automatic Beretta, me please. Awaken me to some motherfucking filet mignon. Not that arguing and fighting nigga, go fuck your thumb. Couple million in my business, shit, I gotta go get it. Fake ass people, fuck my focus, but I'm starting to shift it. Play me pussy if you want to, shit, your mama gon' feel it. Pac said forgive and forget, but keep your head up. Fuck that A-shot, little bitch, make sure you keep your head up. I'm a real sweet chick, but I'm motherfucking mean. All eyes on me when I step on the scene. I talk a lot of shit, but I can back my shit up. Don't let the side fool you, will get fucked up. I'm from Monroe, where they got a lot of dough, where they got a lot of lean, where they got a lot of cash, where they got a lot of hoes. Where I like to move their work, where I like to keep my fast, where I like to dump my trash. On Lockwood, that's where I was raised. I'm talking about just say hey. Ain't nothing like home, but it'll get you fucked up. That's why I love my city, cause I'm here for tough. Room, room, bitch, you can go and eat my dust. That's like I cut you, ran out of luck. I'm a turtle, you the rabbit, at the finish line. You had a good spot, but you ran out of time. Now bring an ass here on a fucking platter. I'ma take one bite before I devour. All you accomplish to call my hour. It's up and I hit the motherfucking shower. Who the fuck left the gate open on the cell? Knew when I dropped I was gonna be hell. Hell, hell, hell.
You're ready.
Yeah.
Give us a call. That was Julia again. You know, that was I knew I told her that.
Now, do you have a video to that one, Miss Julia? You got a video?
No,
to
I
that
don't.
Song? You got a video?
I don't have a video to that one yet.
Okay. Yeah,
we're
going to
do one.
Style, like
we have a video
scratch
show.
Videos.
That's why he keeps asking you. Because we have a video show on the internet. So you ready, just let us know.
We're
getting together.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that
was a one-stop shop for everything.
Yeah, that was the B-side right there. She had the A-side with the first song, and it's the B-side. I want to be in both of those videos. This time I want to be walking across the cross light when it turned green.
Okay.
The
and
stretching
gonna have
on
like
you did.
A two-second part in the video type of shit.
God damn.
That one right there, look. Oh, he don't.
Everybody
in the video, he'll be in there. We be filming the video, and I edit him out the whole thing.
That's cold. That's all right. That's why the Cowboys in the playoffs and the 49ers ain't going that far.
Here we go.
Shut the fuck up and give me my $50. Oops.
It ain't 50, it's 100. And you ain't spent the ticket yet.
Oh, no. You said that you was going to pay confetti. Well, give me my $100.
Well, you know, you drinking that over there. I don't know how many you drinking, but you didn't forget it's $100. It's been 2 days. What you waiting on?
No, he ain't sending tickets because he's been listening to Buggerhead song all day. That's why.
I send you the bill.
He been mesmerized by Buggerhead song. That's why. He been mesmerized by Buggerhead song all day.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Yeah, don't come over here playing with Reverend Ali.
He been mesmerized by Buggerhead.
No, you ain't
got
to. You went to Reverend Ali Church. He give you money. He don't take yours.
you going to pay Confetti's bill. I'm going to send you a bill for $100 in about 30 seconds because that's all we got left. True West Radio, man, we're going to be back on here on Friday. For Friday, y'all don't have to hang up. You know how we do the after hours. But we're going to be back on Friday. Make sure y'all give us a call, 323-642-1597. Y'all might be able to hear us on after hours, but y'all can't call and talk to us. So, such is life, as my father would say. True West Radio. And we out of here. After hours is cracking right now.
Oh.
Yep. After hours. Everything will read. Yeah.
How you know
so
you
going to pay this? Oh, yeah. I'm going to send you a bill in a minute.
This grown
man, you was out there listening to that song. You wouldn't worry about sending no bill. Chill out.
You see how you all sidetracked? Keep it pushing, man. You can send the bill. You know what it is. Now play a song. OG.
Play a song is what you said?
Man, he been over there stressing.
Ain't nobody stressing. What am I stressing off of, bro?
Man, he been over there getting simple behind a song, man. King's Crash the Brink.
Oh, my God.
One and only, my boy. We ain't let you slide, Scratch. Not tonight.
Why y'all ain't gonna let me slide on nothing anyway because nigga I ain't got nothing to slide for.
Right on.
What you talking about?
I don't know, man. When you start getting simple and you heard a million songs,
we gotta pay attention to you. Like you might have drunk one too many 211s.
Nah.
I ain't gonna lie. When you played the song, all y'all niggas started giggling. So y'all might as well stop
right there. I didn't have no comment.
You did not. I know you was giggling to yourself, though, before he unmuted you probably.
I said, oh, wow.
Nah, I just want to know why. I just said, oh, wow, when Scratch said, I listened to this all day. I was like, oh, wow.
Well, the whole thing about it is she had the song.
I ain't going to justify it simply.
She had the song, but what it was I told her last night, I said, because the vocals were too high. I said, send me the vocal, send me the track, and then I could actually mix it. So that's the reason why I was listening to it all day, because I was kind of mixing it and putting something extra on it so it would sound good for tonight. That's why.
I actually figured that was the reason, but I knew y'all was still going to do y'all thing y'all always do, so I just let y'all do it. People probably be laughing at it when they be listening to this shit.
Lord, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
It's always Red Valley and that motherfucker Confetti with that bullshit.
I'm trying to save why Sweepy over here trying to save your ass. Let him burn in that fire. Over there giving $100 an hour free mix downs. You know what I'm saying? All day.
Always y'all two motherfuckers that just always just interrupt the whole goddamn program.
Hey, at least we pay. You know, go on and send the ticket, man, so I can get this 100 to you.
Oh, hell yeah. You ain't saying nothing slick to a can of oil. I just got to go back on the other side of the council so I can send it to you.
And okay. Man, my husband sent me a request the other day. I didn't even know you could do that because we was paying bills. And he sent me a request for the other half. And I just was giggling because I didn't even know you could do that shit.
You what?
I'm talking about Cash App.
I got half on it.
He ain't even come home. He just sent me the thing so he could go to the get the money order.
Oh, Lord.
I had no idea you could do that.
Oh, yeah.
See, babe, be like one time I asked my ex, I said, where the money?
Shit, that motherfucker told me I ain't got it. I'd have been like, God damn. If I was able to send a request back then, hey, if I'd have been able to send a request back then, I'd have been mad in a motherfucker. That was telling me, like, if you don't need to come home. Say your ass out down the road and go get some more money. Hey, this a bitch.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, now, you know, I was coming home one time. We both used to transport trucks, so we was coming together. So, you know, I'm on my way back because I'm like, she going to tell me she's short. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now, everybody knows short, $50, $100. You know, I came about $300, $400 extra. I'm coming back. We're going to get together, go out, go shopping, chill. Then I get her ass asked, how much money you got? That bitch tell me she ain't got none of the money. Boy, I just, man, what kind of short that is? That's some bullshit.
That's what happens, man.
You know what is some bullshit?
I want to be bad than a motherfucker right now. A pizza.
What happened?
You want a pizza?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I got a pizza. I like pizza, but I'm not supposed to have tomatoes like you. So, of course, I got acne now.
I mean, I could actually eat, you know, if it's tomatoes, that's kind of like, you know, I can't have a fresh tomato. Fresh tomato will fuck me up.
So you eat spaghetti over there too?
Oh yeah, I eat spaghetti. You know, all that stuff. That's
who making all that goddamn noise in the background? That nigga sound like he heard that song and now he over there hallucinating.
Have love.
Uber came. Have love over there with the jerky.
You're alive. Delete it.
Oh, my God.
Y'all saying his love is a professional brother.
Y'all just clown y'all fellow brother.
Yeah, him and
right,
him.
Right?
Everybody. Hey,
you supposed to uplift your brother. You ain't supposed to knock him down.
Hey,
how you gonna uplift him if you ain't knocked him down first?
Hey, but y'all just want to just put everybody down. Well, I tell y'all.
They know they be.
We heard a hell of a song, and everybody stayed up woke. They was woke.
Exactly.
You can tell, Rev is really woke. You can hear it in his voice.
he got that beat going, nigga.
He's humming the song right now in his head, Dad.
I'm trying to eat me a piece of toast.
That nigga got to absorb some of that shit. You got to eat some toast to absorb some of that fast. Either that motherfucker drinking some goddamn hell of a strong coffee.
I got me some of that real grain toast, man.
He over there drinking
that motherfucker over there got that. He got that goddamn super strong coffee, nigga. Hold on, let me get some more coffee. Y'all see that goddamn that cartoon when that little I think it was a little a squirrel, and the motherfucker gave that nigga some coffee, and that motherfucker took off. Pow!
No, why would they do that shit?
They were like, no, don't give him no coffee. It was a cartoon. It was called, I forgot what that shit was called. But the cartoon, the motherfucker was like, don't give that damn squirrel no coffee. He was going, coffee. And finally they needed that nigga to do something. And that motherfucker gave that motherfucker a cup of coffee, and that nigga shot. He went to go save whoever would need to be saved. That motherfucker was like, yeah! He was gone like a motherfucker. But
you
somebody
sure
was like,
Bull
it's
Rocky
no coffee.
Winkle.
Huh?
Well, it wasn't Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Hell no. Nah, Rocky and Bullwinkle were two different.
It was Bullwinkle and Rocky.
I think it was it was Lil Red Riding Hood and somebody. It was
Lil Red had never had no damn squirrel.
It was a squirrel, and they told the motherfucker, don't give that motherfucker no coffee. So the whole goddamn movie, he wanted some coffee, and they wouldn't give it to him. But they needed that nigga to go and save somebody, and they gave that motherfucker a cup of coffee, and that nigga was out.
Pow! You tell me you talking about Ice Age or something, nigga?
No, it wasn't Ice Age. It was like, was it hunting season? It was something. It was a crazy.
Was
but called, watch, when y'all going to run court. Across it, and y'all going to be like, that's what that nigga was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Is it old or is it new?
No, it's not old like motherfucking Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck type of old, but it's a few years old. I think it was called Hunting Season or something.
Don't tell me. I'll run a chipmunk.
I
stopped
fooling with
you
with that baby
chart. Not the Christmas album, Alvin and Chipmunk, though.
It's not that. Big head. The motherfucking. I think it's called like open
season or
hunting season.
You sure when the mouse? You sure when the mouse not
It ain't. It wasn't goddamn. It wasn't motherfucking Gonzalez, Speedy Gonzalez, it wasn't him. It was a goddamn squirrel.
You drunk
two
and two
and
that nigga was a mouse.
And that nigga was gone.
Yeah, it's right. You never think you were drinking too much when you were watching them cartoons. He was hallucinating, smoking that good weed at California. It could have been an ant you were looking at.
Confetti. That's a butt up.
Yes.
This nigga crazy, bro.
You ain't never been too high watching cartoons.
Oh, shit, I love being high and watching cartoons.
Okay.
Oh, this should be funny.
Sure
I watch cartoons every night, nigga. Every night.
All I do is get high and watch cartoons.
Man, I like that song, the real one.
Huh?
So,
I said I like that song. Who is that? It was Stevie Wonder.
What song?
What song was it? The one that
she put out
as
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, how about you say that? Get high and get watch. I'm talking about get high and watch cartoons. That's Rev Ali version. Somebody about to steal that hook and make them a hit song.
I'm telling you, huh? Man,
had all
y'all
the
colleges.
It is Stevie Wonder song. You have all the colleges lit up. All the colleges about to be lit. Come on, all they do get high and watch cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever I leave, he
okay,
the reason. Every college in 2022 going to be high.
True rest, we going to all get paid. We going to go get us a trust fund. I'm going to get everybody paid.
Yep. Let me get this $100 from your wife real quick. Ah, that shit be feeling good right now.
You want to get him a selection of beer.
And you too can laugh like this.
Oh my gosh.
You too can laugh like this. Man, y'all so gracious hope. This nigga, he gonna make the bet like 4 weeks ago.
I have a dollar about that bet. If I had won, I wouldn't even know that I had money.
If you forgot, I damn sure wasn't going to tell you. But since you lost, I damn sure want to let you know. Now, we can go back so y'all can hear what y'all said.
No, you didn't want to play it back. You didn't want to go get it.
Back. You don't go back after I already got it. Just send the thing, and I'm going to get the money to you. Don't worry about it. Well, I'm paying
now,
for the
I'm only laughing in because y'all motherfuckers was for them Cowboys.
I wanted them to play, but you know.
Love, nigga, y'all was just digging
I'm
all up in the goddamn bones.
Boy, look at it. It seems like you recorded that and then put it in your pocket and waited for it. Dude.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear it.
Don't tell me you got the evidence waiting and you ain't got it. Wait a minute. Hold on. Sleepy heard it.
Even, okay, hold on, man. We gotta go through these witnesses, man.
Witness JoJo, who
we
is
we got shows recorded, man.
Said, yeah, you did say that. You said
okay,
it.
Okay, okay. I'm not opposed to it.
But
and
look,
I was going to pay
this
shit.
Out.
I had no problem.
Check
this
out.
Grandma
about to pay your bill, nigga.
I know,
so
but I'm just saying.
Need to be
just
quiet.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm still in the fight because, you know, hey, you want to go look for it?
Yeah.
Pull it up. Pull it up. Like Red Rod Lee forgot
about
go it.
Back
pull
to
it
all
up.
Them episodes, you going to find it.
Now
nigga.
You
want to
tell them, like, man, I can, we can go back.
You
now
ain't
you like,
even
you
paying
like,
for your
I ain't
own
go
deal.
Back.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Man, yeah.
You ain't even paying for your own bill.
Hey,
I'll
I had
like,
no
okay,
problem. If I said it,
okay,
I was going to pay it. So, no big deal. I still was going to pay it.
Okay, check this out. He going to pay your bill. If I go back and find it, I'm going to let you hear, you give me $50 more.
Yeah, we ain't going to be none of that, partner.
Okay, well, what
nah,
the fuck are you talking
no
about?
Double did. If you want to go, hey, check it out.
If I go back and look, you said yourself, I want to get in on that bet too. I'm like, all right, cool.
Okay. Yo, man, if I stop, okay, cool, no problem.
So if I go back, why the fuck am I getting ready to go back and listen to it for when my homie is about to pay for your goddamn bet?
How you going to want to debate and dispute when
okay.
you crank this
no,
up?
But if I
you
go back and
argument.
Find it, you got to give me $50 more. How about that?
No, you just trying to hustle, man. You started this argument,
what
man. I'm not about to entertain that.
What you mean hustle, man?
Hey, you the one started this argument, but I can go back. Now you want to argue about going
back.
If I go back and find it, you give me
$50 more. If not,
that was a hustle to get the argument started.
My nigga
started,
Rev
so
is about to
go.
Pay.
You,
Rev
hey.
Is about to pay your debt.
Okay.
For you.
You the one said I'll go back, and I told you to go back.
I said, if I go back and find it, you give me $50 more.
Yeah, man. That's
a little something like this. Hit it.
Hey, that was worth it.
Man, y'all motherfucking fool. Not y'all. I'm going to say confetti. You know what I'm saying? You know,
make confetti the bad guy.
You know that pill they told you to take? You need to take that pill. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I ain't went back to see my psychiatrist, so I ain't got a refill. I'm out.
You know what I'm saying? Well, hey, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, they got that
the bird
little pill.
Ain't been coming
that,
back.
Like two of them a day?
I don't know. I ain't took the medicine, though. I know I ain't been back to it. Bird unit.
They keep coming, trying to come by and open the door.
And look, the whole thing about it, you blame it on Rev Ali because this was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. He said, when the Cowboys play the Cardinals, I got left that $50. I said, okay. And then you said, oh, can I get in on that too? I'm telling you, that was about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I was like, okay, yeah.
Okay, I'm saying, it's cool. But I'm just saying, you said, I'm going to go back. I'll go back and get it. I say, cool.
If I go back, my whole thing is this. Rev Ali is paying your bill for you. You know what I mean? I ain't got to go back and look for it. But if I go back and look for it and I get your words on there, you owe me $50 more.
Man, I ain't tell you to go back. You said I'll go back and look for it. I say go back and look for it. Hey, you know what I'm saying? You trying to justify whatever. You know, you said I got this. You got
I
it? Go get it.
Nothing of the sort. I ain't got a car because it's gonna take $50 of my time to go and try to find that. I ain't gotta go find it. Hell, you, as a matter of fact, you ought to be hitting Rev Ali, be like, man, thank you, bro, for looking out for my bill.
He did. He said that.
Oh, okay.
In so many words, he just told you Rev Ali came out with some kind of saying I said, and they going to come snatch it and run with it. He blew me up.
He
going to be rich.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I appreciate it, man.
Y'all.
I ain't got nothing.
Y'all.
You know, Confetti give me jewels all the time, man. He always got something good to say. JoJo always got something. All y'all, man, y'all always give me something, man. Trust me, Rev Ali wouldn't show up if it wasn't no wisdom and spiritualness on his phone, man. Y'all
I was telling Julia before she got on the show. We was talking earlier today, and you know, it's just. I told her that just not even myself, it's like this is what, you know, 6 o'clock, 8 o'clock, wherever you at, this is what people look forward to. That I can't wait till goddamn True West Radio come on so we can sit up there and talk some shit. That's what I love about it, you know what I mean? Because I look forward to it. Be like, damn, I could talk
now
to these motherfuckers
tonight.
We get
political too now. We get political on here. We talk. We got some topics when we ain't got.
Yeah.
We breaking shit down.
That's why we got good health insurance and all that. You know the piss. We got liquid piss, 12 ounces. Rev Ali.
You always seem to fuck my appetite off.
You know, that's so Scratch go get his Popeye's chicken, these chicken biscuits.
Hell no, nigga, I can't even go to Popeye's. My goddamn car still sitting there, nigga, like, I ain't saying nothing, nigga. I'm going out there with a hacksaw in the morning, nigga. I'm going to make this motherfucker work. Fuck that. Nah, but shit. Nah, like I said, it's like, it's a whole lot of people that don't even call in. They listen online and they tell me that they just can't wait till we get on here just to listen to it. Damn, I can't wait till them motherfuckers come on. They actually sit up
there. You ain't got to wait till it's over. You can listen to it while we on it.
Yeah, while we on it. But it's a whole lot of people that's on the internet and they say, like if I say, well, we ain't gonna have no True West Radio tonight. Them motherfuckers actually be mad.
Then a motherfucker.
Yeah. So they looking forward to True West Radio like every time we on. It be making people day, and I'm like, damn. That shit made me feel good as fuck. All the little messages I be getting, they be like, boy, I can't wait. Boy, it be like the weekend be fucked up because we be on Friday and they got to wait Saturday and Sunday and wait till Monday. Say, damn, I got to wait till Monday before y'all come back on. I'm like, wow, that shit is deep.
Hey, man. If we'd have had something like this back in the late 70s, early 80s, nigga gangbanging wouldn't have been as tough as it was when niggas can talk it out.
Right. Right. There's a whole lot of things that could have went different, but, you know, it's technology and, you know, and it's just like the people on XM, they were like, you got to be having so much fun. That shit feel good. We do have fun. We talk shit a whole lot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like we get ready to go to blows type of shit.
Oh, no.
But they know that it's all fun. It's not like we sitting up in this motherfucker being boring and, we do our damn interviews and then we start talking shit. Whoever getting ready to tone it up. Motherfucker Confetti always tune the shit up. He gonna say something off the fucking wall that's getting ready to make me say something off the wall. Then it's gonna make you say something. Then it's gonna make Sweet Pea laugh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Don't laugh like, if Sweet Pea don't laugh, it ain't funny.
Oh, yeah. Sweet Pea.
Sometimes it be on mute because, you know, it's later here than what y'all said. So I be cleaning my house too and walking the dog. So sometimes that's why I get quiet too.
But Rev Ali,
Some come up funny, you gonna laugh.
Well, I'm trying to be like Rev Ali. I ain't gonna make her laugh. I'm gonna make her pee on herself like Rev Ali say. Got him.
See, there you go.
I'm telling you, that's bullshit. Anybody, all the listeners out there, if you're still on the phone, if you ever get gangrene in your legs, save some aged piss about a month long. Let it breathe with a top on it. Put a little something on it so that no dust get into it, no insects. Rub it on your leg.
I just said I wanted some pizza. I'm seeing the damn pizza commercial, and then he said that now I don't want no pizza no more.
Would you cover piss on because of the gangrene leg or because of the piss?
Piss, bro.
The piss gonna make it break down in your stomach real good.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And all you gotta do is spray some perfume in a cologne after you drink.
Uh-uh.
In front of you, though.
Y'all gonna make me hang the fuck up now. Y'all on that shit again, boy. Killing the whole game.
With your Uber Eats Popeye's chicken on the way.
Nigga, I don't
chase the urine down with a cup of strawberry soda.
Hey, the only way I'm gonna have Uber Eats is if JoJo drop it off.
But, I ain't mad at ya.
I ain't fucking with no Uber Eats and DoorDash and all that old bullshit. Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, I go get my own shit. And even that ain't safe no more. You know how they be playing in the back of the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, at the same fucking time, I don't know. You know, it seems like I trust a piece of motherfuckers more than I would trust them other motherfuckers.
Man, I don't tell them motherfuckers to bring me nothing but some shit that bring me all things closed up. I don't want nothing open from these motherfuckers.
Not the extra anchovy, motherfucker, you trust.
Yeah, that's why I'm
ordering all the extra anchovies.
Yeah, I'm going to fuck this motherfucker.
Anchovies.
Yeah, I got to be able to roll, because, nigga, you know what I really want right now is a motherfucking Whopper. I want a Whopper bad as a motherfucker right now.
Oh, man,
you get that Whopper with that jar.
You
want a Kool-Aid jar full of urine?
Damn,
Kool-Aid
you eat a Whopper today?
You know one of them.
Oh, God.
You make me want to throw up.
Hey, you know the old mayonnaise jars full of urine? You get a fresh mayonnaise jar.
Yeah, you doing this shit on purpose, cuz you just missing a Whopper.
A Whopper makes me want to throw up, man,
for real. I mean, a Whopper, really? Oh, man, you just ruined my whole, I got a headache.
Okay, good. I'm going to keep on saying that shit. Whopper!
Man, nigga, you want to make me throw up.
Whopper!
I'm going to have to put you on timeout.
A big old Whopper. Don't you want a Whopper?
Ooh, man, I can eat a hamburger forever.
Wait a minute. Double Whopper with cheese and onions.
Hell yeah. Ooh, man, I don't know how you can eat that, man. Oh, man. You're dying.
Nigga, don't
think
it's him like you ain't ate one
he
before.
He's going to shake you back. Impossible
Whopper. You ate one of them motherfuckers before.
Man, I ain't had no Whopper since 1992.
Okay, but you had
Whopper.
One before. You
I'll
had
tell
one
you
before.
What impossible Whopper that was when cheese. They tasted good, if you ain't had one since 92, because fast food is trash. No.
Hey, what about an Impossible Whopper? How you feel about that?
I make my own Impossible Whopper. I don't trust that either. They cooking it mess to the meat.
They put it on the same grill, right?
Don't listen to Red because he be having lettuce burgers, nigga.
Yeah, I do.
Nigga just go on and put the lettuce in the goddamn grill and cook it up. Yeah, that smell good. And then put the lettuce burger on that motherfucker with no cheese. Man, y'all better cut it out, boy. Y'all grown up on all them goddamn meats and steaks and pork.
Man, I ain't had none of that stuff since 1992. The last piece of chicken
but
I had, The last piece of chicken I had was in 2002.
But you had it before.
Hey, I tell you what.
If you come to my house and I got some motherfucker, I fry some chicken, you're going to be like, well, I really don't eat meat, but I'm going to have to taste that chicken.
No, I won't. No, you'll never see me do that.
Hey, I listened to the meat and vegan battle, and I thought about it. If my auntie and them went to live and grandpa to 92 and 97,
mm-hmm.
80,
mm-hmm.
I'd stop eating that shit. You know what I'm saying? But since they made it, yeah, nigga, I'm eating to because they made it that far. I'm eating it. Keep going.
They lived all these years off of the same thing that people say that they don't eat now.
That's good. I mean, hey, most people's body, if you pay attention to your body and do what your body tells it to do, then you're going to be able to do it. And everybody got an individual situation with their health. My body said no more milk, no more cheese, no more meat. Ali don't do it no more. I don't know why my body rejected it. It is saying no more, man. Because I know a dude that I know a dude that ate honey buns most of his life. That nigga lived to 105. So I know what you're talking about.
Well, you know what I'm saying? But once your body reaches a certain level of deterioration, and you're not stressing and doing all that shit, and you eating them honey buns, once your body reaches a certain level of deterioration, hell no, you got to stop eating that shit till your body shake back. And then you start eating
honey
buns. Because I don't do this shit. I don't do all this natural healing shit. And not eat the shit I want to eat. I do it so I
my body ain't told me not to eat no goddamn meat. My body ain't told me not to eat no motherfucking dairy product. My body don't agree with milk like a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Hell no.
I know. You know what I'm saying?
You got too much alcohol in you.
Milk is no good. Milk don't do a body good. I don't give a fuck what they say.
Hey.
Well, if you do something else to get calcium, that's all good. But that's the thing that you need. Protein, calcium, vitamin D, vitamin C, and a whole lot of other shit like that. You know what I mean?
Because you can get that from pinto beans and black beans and butter beans by themselves.
Okay, yeah, of course. But, you know, the thing about it is I'm a carnivore.
I swear, I got to put my beans on tonight. I'm glad y'all see it. Got to put my beans on.
I am fucking some meat up. You
know what I'm saying? You know what, Nick? Hey, Rev Ali, I got a question. Do you got a history of eating yourself with a lot of sugar in it?
Yeah, I used to eat a lot of sugar shit, too. I mean, bread got sugar in it. Once the shit breaks down in your stomach, bread.
But I'm saying, like, yeah. But I'm saying a lot of processed sugar. Did you have a history of having a lot of processed sugar?
Well, I did when I was coming out of South Central L.A., but, you know, once I started changing my mind, my body started changing, I started trying to stay off that refined sugar.
Right.
Oh, hold on.
But I'm saying, but did you have a lot of years of it, though?
Motherfucking
beer. Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, your body go through, you know, a lot of it, man. I mean, some, like even today, you know, I might have a Snicker once a month. You know what I'm saying? My body a crave. I got to go get it. You know what I'm saying?
You know they got pork in
that
sugar, right?
Numbers, boy. That you got
You got pork in them new Snickers, right?
They probably do. But once I hit that Snickers, and then I hit that P, that Snickers come right out once I hit that P.
Oh, Lord.
Immediately.
Now y'all go giggling again.
That pee gets you, boy. That pee go through your walls and get all of it out. You know that song? My sugar wall. Nigga, that pee will come through them walls, boy, and clean you all out. You better come back with that Whopper. Whopper. I can't fuck with the Whoppers, man. I would die eating a Whopper. Oh, my God. If that was the last thing on the planet, I wouldn't eat it.
Sounds good. Not too long, your motherfucking ass sitting up there hungry because you're going to eat that motherfucker. He's crazy.
You know why? Because I know plants I can eat.
Okay.
You know, like,
well,
you can eat rosemary. You know what, rosemary? You can eat rosemary.
If it was the last time on Earth and I was thirsty, that's the only time I drink some piss.
Man, look, let me tell you a couple of trees just in case some shit happens between
now.
Hold on.
That's Scotty. Hold on, y'all. Y'all keep on talking. That's Scotty.
Let me give him a couple of trees. Let me tell y'all a couple of trees just in case something happens between now and Friday. Now, you know you can eat pine. So if you find pine, you can eat pine. You can eat rosemary. You can eat black, white, and blue sage. And if you don't know what it look like, I can help you find that out. Those things will keep you living. And then if you want something to drink, you got to drink your urine.
He said you can eat pine? What kind of pine tree?
Any one of them. You can eat pine.
Yeah, he's telling the truth. You can eat pine tree. I learned that in survival within the gun club. I hear survival in one of the survival courses. Eat pine and pine straw. You could make pine straw tea and drink that.
That's right.
And that'll keep you going. Sister Mayat sell the pine cone. She got white pine and regular pine.
Yeah, white pine needles. A lot of people drinking that for the COVID.
Right. That's what the Indians do.
I got you in after hours. Scotty, what up, man?
What's up, after hour people? I just landed in Little Rock, Arkansas. I left about 15 COVID patients in California. Wow. I mean, I got so many friends caught COVID in the last couple of days. One, she worked for the casino,
And I'm like, nigga, you be telling me to double up on my mask. How you catch it? I caught her at work. She worked at the casino. I'm like, wow.
Hey, that's crazy. I'm on quarantine now. I'm on quarantine now.
Like, wow. This way I don't know.
I ain't been to work in 2 weeks.
So y'all know they found the new one, right?
Huh?
Yeah, they found a new one in France.
In France,
a new strand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's going to be 20 new. Hey, check it out. They're going to have 20 more new strands. The evolution of diseases ever changed.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm telling you.
Get yourself some herbal tea.
I'm telling you. You're going to have to drink your piss before you know it.
Oh, no.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all, that pee be working, though. That piss be working.
Oh, well,
but, I mean, but you can get you some herbal tea. You ain't got to worry about
drinking my piss.
You ain't going to have no herbal tea around. What you going to do when you can't find no water, when it dry up? That's why the Most High say he would never leave you or forsake you.
Hey, but guess what, though? Guess what, Rev Ali?
As long as there's water around, nigga, it's on. I'm drinking water.
Hey, check it out. Hey, Rev Ali, I take the herbs dry. I stick them in my jaw like chewing tobacco, and I suck the stuff out the herbs, and I got it in my body that way.
That's right.
Hey, but I wouldn't got tested, but I ain't had no symptoms. I lost my smell and taste by 2 days. Other than that, I ain't been no nausea, no vomiting or nothing. But when they swabbed my nose, said I had.
But man, I ain't taking no damn test.
My mom said.
What up to the common cold? Where you gonna say you just got the flu? Everything is COVID. What about the common flu, man?
Because it's COVID pneumonia now.
Hey, look, you left this morning, huh, Scotty?
And we seen the thing that said flu on you on the TV. It's called a flu on you.
Flu
on you. I'm like, what the hell?
It's like
it's flu on you.
It's the flu and the corona.
I'm not taking no tests. I ain't taking no tests because I ain't scared of no damn COVID. How about that?
Me and Scotty got up this morning, and that's when the motherfucker said flu on you,
like the flu and corona together, new word.
Well, hey, my sister called it COVID pneumonia.
They test you and say coronavirus because they bill your insurance like $3,000 for a goddamn swab test. So if they test you for that and say you still corona, if they just say you had the flu, then they'll get like $600 compared to $3,000. So they smart. They didn't learn the game. The medical field didn't learn the game. So everybody got corona.
Hey, y'all know it's different medical systems, right?
Sweet Pea. What you say, Sweet Pea?
I've been trying to tell y'all for like 15 minutes. It's all coronavirus. My mama told me that. That's why on the lifestyle care, when you see it, the common cold is coronavirus. That's how it started out. The flu, the pneumonia, it's all different strands of the same thing. That's why they called it novel, however you say it, because that means new. It's a new of the same.
The thing about it is, see, like a cold or a flu, it was corona, but it wasn't 19. It was a different number. They had like 12. They had corona 10.
Oh, goddamn. Scratch and turn to a scientist.
I'm just saying what the motherfuckers told, what I heard. I'm not.
Oh, you're telling me what people done told your ass, but I couldn't say that yesterday.
No, it's doctors. I would listen to doctors before I put
I listen to none of the doctors.
I know. What we told you what the CDC was saying, you didn't want to hear it from us.
No.
You didn't want to hear what the NDs say.
No,
I didn't
say that I didn't want to hear it. I just said that, you know, it depends on what you believe, because a whole lot of y'all is on conspiracy theories.
It's licensed naturopathic doctors in the state of California. License. You don't want to hear that, though. You only want to hear what them licensed medical doctors say. How about that?
Confetti.
Well, I
if
was
I, if, I If I ask four motherfucking doctors if I got a condition, and all four of them motherfucking doctors tell me the same motherfucking thing, I'm going to believe that. I'm not getting ready to go and look on the internet and see what four motherfuckers said that you never looked in their goddamn face and believe what the fuck they say. Fuck no.
Hey, so you ain't seen that now one of them goddamn corona doctors.
So wait a minute, this is the whole thing. Motherfuckers like you believe in what people that you never looked in their fucking face and you never
so
looked
how many
in their
corona
face,
doctors face.
But you believe
at?
What the fuck they say.
Hey man, how many corona doctors face you looked at?
I ain't gotta go to no corona doctor because I ain't never had it.
Oh damn, you took a shot, though. You took a shot, and you ain't looking at one of them. Yeah, I got a shot. You damn right I got a shot. Every time you go to the doctor, you look in. You can't say you ain't never had it when it's the common flu and cold. They just done changed the name. It's the same motherfucking thing. The cold, the flu, all the same shit. Pneumonia, all the same shit.
But my whole thing is this. I'm not going to believe nothing and nobody puts on the internet. This motherfucker said, give me $10,000 and, you know, we're going to be rich in the next 2 weeks. And I can't go to his house and go and fuck his bitch ass up.
This ain't that kind of information, though. See, when you go online, Scratch, you can get into the Sacramento State Capitol information. You can get into CDC information. You ain't have to go drive all the way down there, bro. So we're not getting information that's not what you're hearing from the doctors. It's the same information you're getting from the doctors that you said that told you the four same things, bro.
A lot of people listen to other people on the internet.
That's cool. No, I ain't talking about listening to nobody on the internet. I'm talking about information on it, like you're going to the library, like you're going to read encyclopedias. You ain't got to go to the library to do that.
Of course you can't.
So you can get the information. The medical book is online, Scratch.
I'm cool with how I am and what I believe and what I do. I don't want people
cool.
to be looking up a whole
I understand
lot of
that.
Shit that don't
and,
really
and you got that very right. But let me ask
you
this.
You can't be mad if they don't want to hear what you have to say, if you don't want to look at what they have to say, because things have changed. Everything is not the same. Some of the information is outdated.
If it's something I need to know about, I will go and look it up. But see, my whole thing is I don't look up a whole lot of stuff because I sit up there and listen to, I watch a whole lot of shit that's given me enough information to make sure whatever I want to do, whatever you want to do, that's something different.
Well, I'll tell you
I'm
what.
Not getting ready to do
and that's cool. We don't want to do nothing extra, but here's one thing that all of us have to agree on. When you go to the hospital, what's two things that they want from you? Urine and blood. Do they give it back to you when you leave? No. Do they keep it? Yes. Do they recycle it? Yes. Why do they do that? Because it's powerful when the Most High gave it to you. They didn't give it to you. Where did it come from?
They didn't ask me for urine and blood. They asked me for an insurance card and money.
That's what I'm saying.
They can't find out what's going on with you.
Look,
you know what I'm talking about.
Money, if you ain't got no insurance,
you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
They're going to tell you the bathroom down the hall to the left. Goddamn, you can go piss in the toilet, not in this cup. It's going to cost you.
Mm-hmm.
If you go in there sick, you go in there sick. Listen, you know what I'm talking about.
You have right.
You know what the hell I'm talking about.
You have right.
Damn. Doctor told me that it's certain things that I'm on the right path. It's certain things eventually that I can eat and not eat where I won't have to take high blood pressure medicine anymore. And the doctor
said you want. That's what you want to know.
No. A doctor said he told me that it's certain things I could do because my cholesterol and everything is good. He told me to keep going on the right path, and eventually I might not have to take this. You know.
What do you want to do for your?
They gave, you know, they gave me, you know, they gave me that medicine too, right? They gave me high blood pressure medicine. They gave me diabetic medicine. Man, I had a whole trash bag of that shit over here. I just take it and throw the rest of it in the bag too. I got tired of keeping it. I thought I was gonna run to somebody who needed that shit and give them all them needles and diabetic shit and just give it to them. Be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? The VA give me that shit by the box. I just ain't gonna fuck the people. I ain't taking none of that shit.
Well, see, I don't have diabetes, luckily, but my dad do, and he's going blind too. So people can do what they want to do with that. I'm taking this goddamn medicine because I don't want to die. I don't want to
die. What I'm saying, you know.
Broke or, you know what I'm saying?
I don't want to die.
Hey, but try to cut your motherfucker and take sweet pea. Try to cut your sodium take. They had me on 3 blood pressure pills. When I got out of the hospital this last time, or the time before last, they took me off all of that stuff. They said, they finna kill you, man. Your blood pressure is fine. When I go in the hospital, it will go up. Because they be having me stressed out and not getting no sleep, but I cut that sodium out. They got me on a 2-gram restricted diet of sodium. I cut all that salt out, and no blood pressure problems now.
And
that's
the thing.
What
I but it started with me being worried, with me being upset all the time. And
stress
like
gonna
that.
Do that. That's gonna do that to your. That's gonna do your blood pressure. Plus, it'll make your pancreas overreact and goddamn, you'll be a goddamn borderline diabetic the same way off of stress. It ain't based on weight no more.
Hey, you know, when I go to the doctor, they test all my levels, and for the most part, all my levels was good. My levels was good even when I went blind. The doctor tested me; everything was good. When he tested me the same day. Oh, it was the next day. Everything was good. So I understand when I sit and tell you, you know what I'm saying, I'm blind. I understand my situation a lot better than a lot of people. When y'all just, when you hear, yeah, I did go blind. But you better believe that I'm more in tune with my body than ever, and my stuff is good. My signs are good. I don't talk this other stuff for no reason. So, hey, that's why I say when it shake, all I'm saying is when I shake back from blind naturally, I shake back naturally from being blind, and my body is like totally recovered. I want scratches to say, you know, said he might know what he's talking about. That's all I want.
See, that's the thing that has me scared though, because I work with eye doctors. I used to for a long time. Y'all know that at the eyelash place, I had so many patients of mine that was blind or had like was legally blind. And they worked with the doctors over a couple years because I worked in one place for almost 6 years. And I had people come in there after a while, and their prescription was better than mine. And they had to go through some stuff. They had to take medicine and therapy that I'm not familiar with, you know, because I don't work directly with the doctor. I just sold the glasses. But I see people be totally blind.
But when I first went to the doctor, my eyes was gritty. Sandpaper, green in my eyes. I don't have all that stuff no more. When I first went to the doctor, when I was going blind, I had grit. When I mean sandpaper, when you touch sandpaper and you can feel the grittiness, that's how I can feel it in my eyelids. I don't have it. Somebody was, I had a guy, I was in Indianapolis. This guy probably was about 30 feet from me, 20 or 30 feet. He said, yep. He was walking. He was walking close. He said, "Man, you got green stuff in your eye. You can, see, you know what I'm saying? I had all that, you know what I'm saying? But all that stuff cleared up. I got most of it gone, but I still got a film. But that's in the inside. The outside, you probably like a lot of people tell me they can't look in my eyes and they because it's not cloudy. They don't. A lot of them don't be believing that I'm blind."
but it's the film that's in the inside.
Yeah,
you
know, it's
but
not
once
gonna
I,
be no cloud,
I clean myself up and I do what Rev Ali talk about, then I'll be able to see again.
Your vision is what you call it. See, I had 5 surgeries. I had 3 on one eye and 2 on my left. The left eye, the one that went out, the right eye is diminished vision.
But they wanted to give me them surgeries, though. They wanted to give me a 5-hour surgery on my eye, and I told them no.
I had 2 of those, 2 on the left eye.
Yeah, I told them no because I felt like I'd rather recover naturally than go in there because my mother – that's like my mother that had the surgery too, man. And she didn't fully recover.
Yep. I take a gamble, man. I took a gamble because I didn't just want to be completely where you just completely blind. That's it. Lights out. I didn't want to be like that. I got one eye that I still got diminished vision, but I still can see with that one eye. Sometimes I squint it, but I can still see with that one eye. So I'm blessed to have that because I can just picture being in the dark, boy. It's already hard. Already hard because I can imagine TV Wonders and all that.
Right. You serious?
But I took a gamble. I was going to take a gamble anyway with that.
Yeah, I wasn't ready to gamble with them surgeries.
That's understandable. I don't judge you for that at all.
I'm telling you, boy, I can't. They want me to have surgery in my back. My whole spine is messed up. LAPD beat me up 1999, right? So my cervical, my thoracic, and my lumbar got herniated disc, 3-millimeter, 6-millimeter bulging disc, stenosis down the spine, you know, and they want to cut me. I'm not going to let them cut me.
Hey, Rev Ali, did you go listen to Dr. John I. Christopher?
No, but I'm finna write it down right now.
Yeah, go listen to that dude.
It's
more than just him. I'm just saying, but he just talked about this dude back was deteriorated. You know what I'm saying? And his back got rebuilt because you got to realize in your DNA, your body is already designed in your DNA. So once you put the proper mineral balance back, your body should start rebuilding your bones and everything. And that's what I'm saying. You got to put the iron back in your body, bro. These herbs got iron in it. You put that iron first, then it magnetized, and the sea moss got the 90 essential minerals. Your body start magnetizing these minerals in your body. I'm telling you, bro, I was depleted, man. You got to understand, my diabetes, 900. I had it for like 13 years. My bones, my muscles, everything. I'm telling you, I used to walk around, bro. And, you know, then I started back working out my muscles. I had to look, but my body still was trained. Like, so I could, like my body, I had the physique to look, but I still was feeling weak, right? And I started replacing the iron in my body. I started feeling like, you know, you can pick a car up or pick some shit up, you know, because you got the muscles. You feel you've been working out. I felt it then. So you got to understand my body. I didn't went to my muscle was so, and I'm telling you, I was almost like, man, I had gained weight. I had almost went like damn near 300 almost one time. Man, diabetes knocked me down to like 200, 195. I'm talking about diabetes beat me up and down. When I say diabetes whipped my ass, diabetes whipped me up and down. The block made me respect it. You know what I'm saying? This before I went blind. So this, because you got to realize, I was kind of cocky about a lot of his net music
stuff.
Check out
his video Under the Scope. He was small back then. Under the Scope video, he was small. Then you go look at Underboss. What's the video with Dallas? He can tell the difference how he done lost weight in the music video. You can see it.
Yeah, so diabetes, man. I done been through a lot with diabetes. So me understanding how to conquer that was one thing. So what I'm saying is my muscles went through, you got to realize I'm going through changes. My muscles, my bones, bro, I'm telling you, like I thought I was going to die, bro. It kind of feel like when my partner, when you listen to Bunny Hop, right, they say, what's his name? Down, what's his name? Cupid Shuffle. He's talking about Bunny Hop. He say, man,
the last show they did, they say they ain't no bunny hop head long. They had to carry him off the stage and carry him back on the stage. When we was going doing Slap, Support Local Artists in Dallas, bro, I was so weak, my partner come get me, bro. I would just be like, I'm going to go out there, bro, and you know what I'm saying? If we gonna, I go out there, man, I'd be like, tired. Man, you just had to, it was like serious. I just went through a lot, you know what I'm saying? But I started taking that Moringa, man, my muscles, my bones, you know what I'm saying? Everything started building. That's what Dr. Savy talk about. I mean, you take that comfrey, that Moringa, that CMOS, just listen to Dr. John L. Chris. My body went through it, so it was a different story. I done been through ups and downs so much, gaining weight, losing weight, and body deteriorating. So I understand when I go to the doctor, and I understand the diabetes stuff a lot better than a lot of people because they tell you certain things, but they don't, like you tell me, you know what I'm saying, about the A1C and this and that, man, you can, how fast, they don't tell you how fast you can get, you got your body in 10 days, and, you know, they don't tell you about sugar. They just don't tell you all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
So. Yeah. I'll be taking, was it B-complex and then kelp and lecithin. Both of those is minerals, right? But I'm glad you said that because now I know what the minerals can do. Give me that. What's that doctor's name again?
Dr. John R. Christopher.
John R. Christopher. All right.
Yeah, he's going to talk about, See, Dr. John and Chris is going to talk about how this dude back got rebuilt. You know, he's going to talk about the nerves of a baby. But let me tell you what I like about Dr. Savy. When you talk, Dr. Savy talk about the African bio mineral balance, you got to realize as black people, we simple people. So you got to talk, we talk this stuff in layman terms. So that B12 and all that stuff, that's medical terminology. It's complicated. He said, we African, bro. So you got to simplify it so it can resonate. So when I talk to stuff, I'm going to talk to it in layman terms. I'm going to tell you, go get CMOS because it got, you know what the fuck. If you say you got minerals versus vitamins.
But it might be Western medicine minerals is what you said. That's that bullshit.
Yeah, no.
Don't forget about Dr. Lala who just passed, Lala Africa. He was deep on it, too.
Okay.
He'll tell you, he was before surgery.
Yeah, but what I'm just saying is, this is what I'm saying, right? The body is made, okay, they tell you vitamins. You got to realize, they didn't make up terminology. But it's minerals on the earth. The earth is made of minerals, you know what I'm saying? There's minerals, you can find them through everything on the earth. So if I tell you vitamins, I'm a loser. But if I talk about minerals, you understand. It's a mineral balance. Your body got a mineral balance. It's just like you ain't got enough oil in your car. You ain't got enough Freon in your car. You know what I'm saying? You got to top all that up. That's what these minerals are about. CMOS got the 90 cents of minerals. You put these minerals back in your body, guess what? Your body naturally starts because it's deteriorating. It's like a battery on a phone. The mineral balance is dropping. Do you ever replace it? See, people don't talk about that. Keep it simple. You just need to fill them reservoirs up. You feel me?
Yeah.
And then your body naturally go, and your body naturally heal itself. And you can heal your body. Most diseases can cure your body in 90 days. So, but you got to realize, you renew the body in 7 years. Most things you need 90 days. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't know. I'm not going to say in 90 days you're going to rebuild all those bones. But see, 6 months, year, 2 years. Your body,
I'll be on my way.
In 90 days, bro. You go. What I'm saying in 90 days, it happens quick, my nigga. Don't disrespect natural healing, because this is a catch. When they give you medicine, your body never heals. You get the herb, your body heals. So your body gets to correcting itself instantly, and you're gonna start knowing it instantly. When you got a disease, 3 to 5 days, people can't just tell me. I'm not going to argue with you because I know. I done seen it and listened to it. I understand it. When you get sick in 3 to 5 days, the body being, you in recovery to the point you should be able to walk away and go do what you're going to do. So when somebody say they in hospice and they got 2 months, I say, nigga, that ain't 3 to 5 days. The fuck, hey, just try this.
know the medical field, and there's plenty of medical systems out there, and we ain't the healthiest medical system. We need to understand that. People don't understand it. But that's why I got that tattooed on my arm, African Biomineral Balance, plant mineral balance from the earth. God originally made us. We wasn't designed to get sick. When God made you, he put you in a habitat to sustain your biological system. See, when we got moved, when they took us away, guess what? They didn't bring the food. So now we got to figure out the things that maintain our biological system. Like, so if you believe God made us, he put the food, he put the fish food in the water, put the polar bear food in polar caps. You tell me when he stuck our ass in Africa, where we was at, he didn't stick the food there? God forgot about us, right? Now, you don't believe that.
Mm-mm. God ain't forgot about us.
That's what I'm saying.
Not when he left me with some free piss that could save my life. I ain't got to go to the pharmacy to get it.
But what I'm saying, yeah, you're right. But what I'm saying is, with the proper mineral balance, you know, when you with the thing about it, with the proper mineral balance, you see, you got to think about it. If we was in the wild, we're in modern society, right? If we was in the wild, and you was eating from the wild, you know, you shit like a cow, because you'd be shitting out manure, it'd be fertilizer. Your urine would be clean.
Right.
Everything would be clean. You'd just be a recycling system. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to understand, when we got brought out of that, is all the trash we eat, all the processed food, all the chemicals. Now your urine become toxic.
Right.
Because you're not eating that system. So understanding, that's why I understand when Dr. Saban said he drunk his herb and he fasted for 30 days, then he drunk his urine, and that's when he went blind and he cleared his eyesight up. I understand that. I haven't did
it. Mm-hmm.
I haven't did it. So you know what I'm saying? But that's what I'm saying. Fix the mineral balance and the body heals itself. You know what I'm saying? I think moringa, sea moss, comfrey, you know what I'm saying? And, hey, I believe your back will be on its way to regenerating itself. Your bones
are
sure. Ain't no way.
I got 100% moringa right here, the green stuff.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
You got you some sea moss?
No, I'm going to get some, but I got this moringa right here. I got it from Trader Joe's, 100% organic, 100% moringa. Miracle
right.
Tree.
And, bro, that right there, look, hey. You know, the bones got more than just, like they say, and people be talking about getting calcium from milk. But they tell you the bones got, you got to lay bone matrix.
Mm-hmm.
You listen to Dr. Wallace talking about, you got to lay bone matrix. So in order for calcium to get snatched away, it's one of the first minerals, I think the hydrogenized mineral, you know, like hydrogenized mineral, proton. So it snatches that mineral first to neutralize the acid. But you got, it's other minerals than just calcium. So you got, and you know, moringa got a lot of that, and you got sea moss got the other minerals you need. So you got to lay bone matrix. You know what I'm saying? When you're repairing your bones.
Right.
You take that stuff, man, and get some comfrey. Get some comfrey, too. Because comfrey's supposed to activate your DNA.
Mm.
Your DNA, in your DNA, because your body's already designed. You know what I'm saying? It's already designed and laid out. You was born as a kid. You was able to walk and do everything you did. It's already in your DNA. So,
you said some comfrey?
Comfrey, moringa, and sea moss.
Okay. I'm going to go get
you
two of
them
tomorrow.
Huh?
I got the moringa,
yeah,
but I'm going to go get the comfrey and sea moss tomorrow.
Yeah. Throw that in your thing. Hey, I had a chick. Check it out. I had a chick, right? He was going to be my artist. It didn't work out. But his mom was a diabetes. So, say in 2009, I was talking to her about her having diabetes. And then I had it. She had it. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
She ended up, kidneys going bad.
and because she helped me promote it. We was in Richmond, passed out of the flyer, the mic holding championship. So she ended up losing her kidneys. She worked at the hospital, and she ended up having a surgery, right, having a kidney transplant. So I was talking to her about it back then. I didn't know everything that I know now. I'm on, bro, I'm like on, I'm 10 levels up, 15 levels up on it now, right? She lost her kidneys. So she was actually, we talked, we hadn't talked, you know, we talked off and on, you know, but then we talked again, like since I've been blind. And she had a limp. She was walking with a limp and a cane, right? So I started talking to her about, the, you know, the herbs, sea moss, moringa, and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. she ordered her stuff. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, they gave her, put her on Social Security and all that. Husband, peep it out. This what happened. Husband, they separated. Feel me? They separated like he don't want her. Because she deteriorated.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nigga, you think I don't understand. He out there,
nigga,
you know.
Nigga running fast, huh?
Keep it out. Keep it out, right? So we talking. We talking, right? All of a sudden, she jumped on the sea moss moringa. Guess
mm-hmm.
what, my nigga? She threw the cane down. She
ooh,
don't
wait.
Need it to walk no more. Take the trash out. She couldn't take a, you know, she was having a hard time taking trash out and walking with the cane up and down the stairs. You took that moringa for 45 days, nigga. She don't need the cane. You know, moringa sea moss. She don't need the cane no more. And guess what? Next thing I know, she came me talking to her. And she mad. She get mad at me. And, like, it's what always happens. And they get back together. Yeah, you see, nigga. Oh, she back doing her thing now. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She partying it, kicking it, and she, hey, she around there, walking around like she normal, you know, other than, but she got a kidney transplant. She never was undertaking that rejection medicine because she got that transplant. But she back closer to living her life, the full, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
she know that, you know what I'm saying? And guess what he did? But she can turn her aunties and everybody into it now, you know what I'm saying? But that's just one
yeah,
of the
that,
situations. Just, huh?
That moringa, to do a little something for the women's little private part, too.
Mm-hmm.
I heard that moringa give it life. Some of them girls' stuff don't work no more. They can go get some of that moringa.
Hey, well, let me tell you, when you fix the mineral balance in your body, a lot of things gonna start working. Because
yeah.
it's supposed
to work.
Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah, that's why you got to understand the mineral balance. If that's what Dr. African by your mineral balance. Like the Western medicine, African by your mineral balance. That's just how Dr. Safe cured AIDS. And AIDS was cured in 85. That's what, another thing people want to, they like, nigga, they ain't telling they cured AIDS back in 80-something. I'd say it been cured AIDS. But did anybody broadcast it? Why the fuck we worry? We follow a medical system that don't cure nothing. And they hold the bar. But we're going to keep listening to them. Man, get the